We're live with you on the Green Jacket Baseball Network for the Tax Slayer pregame show. Less than 10 minutes away from scheduled first pitch between Augusta and Columbia. Two divisional rivals who see each other more than they see any other ball club. This is meeting number 13 out of 21 in totality between the Green Jackets and Fireflies. And so far through the first 13, it has been as close can be. Green Jackets taking a 5-2 loss last night. Now have 7 wins in 13 tries against Columbia, and the two teams in total separated by just 3 runs against each other. Green Jackets making some changes to the rotation today. Garrett Bauman was supposed to get the start. He has been pushed back to Tuesday, and that's the big story on where we're at. Adam Shoemaker will make a spot start, his second of the season, and the Southpaw will get a look at a righty-heavy lineup for the Fireflies. Shoemaker, no stranger to this situation. The 21-year-old's in his third season with the Green Jackets. 6'6", 205 from the left side. It's his 15th appearance and second start, but he's made 26 starts over the last 2 years here in Augusta, and so this will not be as big a departure as it could have been given the situation. Shoemaker this year, a 2-3 record, a 5.14 ERA. His strikeout numbers have been phenomenal, but the walks have snake bit him at times. 58 strikeouts, 36 walks in 42 innings. Opponents hitting .239 against Shoemaker, so there hasn't been a ton of solid contact. Has allowed 3 home runs this year across 42 innings, including 1 in 2 of his last 3 starts. Shoemaker last time out came in relief of Ian Anderson and got his first win since opening day against these very same Fireflies. Shoemaker went 4 innings out of the pen, 2 hits, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts with no runs allowed. 2-3 on the year. This is going to be appearance number 3 against Columbia, so Shoemaker seeing a group that is very familiar with his style of pitching. It's a high release point, fastball and slider heavy. Will work the changeup in primarily the second time through the order, but Shoemaker will have his work cut out for him against an offense that is at or near the top in the South Division in a number of categories, both overall and especially in the second half of the season. Yesterday, Columbia with a 5-2 victory took the lead 3 batters into the game and would not trail for the rest of the time. Augusta tied the game up with a 2 spot in the bottom of the 6th, made it 2-2 entering the 7th. But Columbia, 4 hits and an error in the top half of the very next inning, giving them a lead they would not relinquish. Jackets come in at 33-45 overall, 6-7 in the second half, tied with Fayetteville and Kannapolis, 2 games behind the top spot in the South, which is held by both Charleston and Columbia, who are the 2 most recent teams to see the Green Jackets, with Fayetteville on deck. The entirety of the second half of the season is very dominant within the division. Plenty of chances for the Green Jackets to move up or down in the divisional standings as they try to earn themselves a spot in the Carolina League playoffs for the first time since 2019. Columbia at 43-35 on the year. They're 8-5 along with the Charleston River Dogs at the top of the South Division in the second half. And on the mound for them is the innings eater and the team leader in quality starts, Felix Aranda. 6'3", 185 out of Santa Clara, Cuba, making his 16th appearance and 15th start this year. 3rd overall against Augusta. Aranda has been very impressive. 4-6 record. He struggles to get run support at times, but a 3.65 ERA, just shy of a strikeout per inning, and opponents hitting just .215 against the righty this year. Aranda fastball, splitter, and slider. Also has a changeup that he very rarely shows. There hasn't been a ton of differential between the splitter and change this year. Aranda, a tale of 2 outings against the Green Jackets this year. Got his first single-A win on the opening weekend series when he went 5 innings of 1-run baseball and punched out 7. But the second time through at home against the Green Jackets, did not go past the 4th, took the loss, 6 runs, 5 earned, 5 hits, including 2 home runs from Jace Grady. Grady's moved on up to Rome. The Green Jackets have been looking for new offensive contributors, and Aranda's a man who can settle in very quickly. Back-to-back quality starts in each of his last 2 outings. He has 5 on this season. Last time out took a tough luck loss against the Cannonballers. 6 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, and 4 strikeouts. Aranda does not walk many batters. He will fall victim to the long ball at times, 7 home runs across 74 innings pitched. Aranda, a very solid right-hander, and with a well-rested bullpen behind him, you feel as though you have a chance. Fireflies have seen substantial work at the top and center of their order. Blake Mitchell has been fantastic this week, the first-round pick. Kyung Chan, Austin Charles finding ways to contribute. And down at the bottom, There's been some newcomers who have found their way into productive roles, including Aldrin Lucas, who's at first tonight, and Diego Guzman, who got his first hit of the week yesterday, and is back out in right field. Green Jackets have seen production this week from Celedonio in his only game played, but it's been guys at the bottom, including Robert Gonzalez, who's having a phenomenal week across three games played. 4-for-7, 3 RBIs, and 3 walks. So on base at a 70% clip in the first few games he's seen against the Fireflies, and he'll be back out rounding the order for the Green Jackets. It's a Friday home game, which means it's a Braves Buzz Fest, and the Green Jackets will be wearing their red uniforms here at home, taking on the Fireflies, who are in their road navy uniforms. A good color rush style matchup, and the Green Jackets have taken the field. We'll send it down field side as Connor Roberts gets us ready with the saxophone and his rendition of the national anthem. Tax Slayer pregame show has come to a close, and we are minutes away from first pitch at SRP Park.
National anthem is Connor Roberts.
Connor Roberts plays us in, and we welcome you in once more to SRP Park, home of the Augusta Green Jackets since 2018. And tonight, it's the Fireflies taking on the home side for the second time this week here and fifth time overall. My name is Noah Adcock-Howth. Welcome into the Green Jackets Baseball Network, ladies and gentlemen. After a 5-2 Firefly win yesterday, kicked off the SRP Park potion of the home and home this week. Green Jackets are now 2-2 on the week and the series overall, if you assume them all to be one game. Jackets back in the Braves Buzz Fest, taking on a Firefly squad that hasn't made many changes to the lineup, especially at the top. Eric Torres and Blake Mitchell are 1-2 for the fifth game in a row in center and behind the plate, respectively. Kyung Chan had a day off yesterday. He's hitting third and DHing. Austin Charles in the middle at short as Darlin Figueroa gets a night off. Johnny Perdomo over to third. Aldrin Lucas at first. And the switch hitting second baseman, Lisandro Rodriguez hitting seventh. Diego Guzman and Brennan McNair round out the order. 7 righties, a lefty, and 1 switch hitter. So all but one batter hitting from the right side against the left-handed starter, Adam Shoemaker. 15th appearance and second start for Shoemaker, getting a spot start today as Garrett Bauman was pushed back to Tuesday. Shoemaker, a 2-3 record, a 5.14 ERA, and coming off his first win in nearly 3 months, last time out of the bullpen. Held Charleston scoreless for 4 innings as part of a combined shutout. Ian Anderson and Juan Sanchez getting involved in that particular ballgame. Shoemaker fastball, slider, and changeup. 6'6", 205, so cuts an imposing figure. Fastball has good run. He trusts the breaking ball to lefties and righties alike. And he'll look to get going early. Shoemaker was used as a starter almost exclusively for the majority of his beginning to his career. Started working out of the pen at the end of the 2023 season. That's where he's been almost exclusively this year. And now Shoemaker taking on the Fireflies for the third time this season. Shoemaker got the win out of the pen on opening day against Columbia, this very same side. And now he'll look to replicate back home at SRP Park. Shoemaker on plenty of rest, and a hot summer afternoon awaits. 95 and humid at first pitch, real feel at 103. Eric Torres digs in, and there is baseball to be played. First pitch of the evening is a slider low and in, and we're underway. 7:06 will be your start time here on July 5th of 2024. Eric Torres got his first two hits of the week yesterday, on base a couple times. Takes a slider at the top of the zone, 1-1. Torres 2-for-17 this week, 2-for-5 yesterday. Had an RBI double that got him off of an 0-for-14 spell. Third straight slider also at the top of the zone. Torres nothing but takes, and he's behind 1-2. Breaking ball will play a heavy role for Shoemaker, and the quickly it gets under control, the better life will be. Breaking ball in the dirt, Torres waves through, and Godman completes the play over to first. Torres down swinging, and a stellar start to the night for Adam Shoemaker. Righties hit Shoemaker better than lefties. Traditional splits for the 6-6 southpaw. Righties hitting 265, lefties just 193. And here is the only lefty in the lineup, Blake Mitchell. Mitchell started off the game with a triple yesterday and scored. Hard-hitting catcher takes a breaking ball in the dirt. Mitchell 7-for-16 this week. Has split time between the catcher and DH position, hitting just shy of 260 with a team-high 11 home runs. Infield plays Mitchell to pull deep in the lefty box. He cracks one out to right field. Gonzalez was playing towards the gap, and that will get down for a base hit. So Blake Mitchell's hot week continues. He's been on base in every single game he's played. One on, one out will put Shoemaker in the stretch for the first time. Ties his season long in a hit streak with 5 straight ball games. Mitchell's 8-for-17 this week, and Hyung-Chan gets his first look at SRP Park. Has been the DH 3 times and caught once in 5 games against the Green Jackets. Got called up from the Complex League a week ago. Shoemaker picks over the throw, gets away from Wilver Dung and down the right field line. Mitchell will round second. He's going to head to third. Gonzalez double clutch the throw, and it's not in time. It's not the way to help your own cause. Shoemaker with the E1. And Mitchell, after the single, is 90 feet away from being the first run of the game. In each of the last 3 ball games, the winning team has scored in inning number 1. It's been the roadside who's won every time that has happened. That'll bring the infield in on before the first pitch to him is thrown. Green Jacket defense, Boucher, Drake, and Gonzalez in the outfield. Left to right in the infield, Lakehair, Figueroa, Cam McGee, Luis Sanchez, and Will Verdunk. First pitch to is another slider at the bottom of the zone for strike 1. Jacob Godman catching tonight after it was Harry Owen last night. Owen getting a rare day off after an 0-for-4 day. Infield plays to pull. Sanchez right up the middle. Slider low, 1-1. Shoemaker generally fields his position very well. That E1, certainly the exception rather than the rule. Mitchell went back in standing. The throw was wide towards the outfield side of the bag, and Verdung couldn't reach through or around Mitchell, and that let the ball go down the line. Fastball speared back by 1-2. Hyung-Chan signed as an international free agent a year ago yesterday with the Fireflies out of Seoul, South Korea. Started this year in the Complex League, was impressive in his time down there, and has been fun to watch at the plate in the few games we've gotten to see him so far. Shoemaker ahead, 1-2. Breaking ball bounced to third. Runner breaking on impact. Figueroa double clutches the throw and puts it on in time for the tag. Mitchell tried to sell that he popped over the glove. A great play by Lakehair Figueroa, and Mitchell's cut down at the plate. Reaches on the fielder's choice. That is something that Connor Justice and Winston Sawyer, the infield coach and manager respectively, have spent a lot of time in various pregames working on. When the Green Jackets do infield defense, plays at the plate with the infield in are always a focus. And the Jackets making it work here to keep it scoreless in the top half. Austin Charles steps in. Check swing did not go around. Home plate umpire is Pedro Torres. Richie Arredondo's in the field. Torres is tight at both the top and bottom of the zone. He will go wide, especially outside to lefties. Shoemaker's 1-0 is off the outside corner. Good take by the shortstop, Charles. Charles 2-for-4 yesterday with 2 RBIs, a single, a sac fly, and 3 strikeouts. Good power from the right side in the cleanup spot. Slider at the top of the zone, 2-1. Shoemaker wasting no time establishing that breaking ball as a go-to. Has left it up at times, but he's been able to move it in and out well. Back to the off-speed once again. Charles out in front and hooks it into the Green Jacket dugout. For those of you confused why the team with green in their name is wearing the red jerseys, this is Braves BuzzFest Friday. Augusta's been affiliated with the Atlanta Braves since 2021, and that affiliation continues to grow in strength. Hence the homage to the parent club. Slider fouled off the front foot of Charles, who will hobble away in pain. Ball ricocheted back out towards the mound, and Pedro Torres will give Charles some time. Fireflies in their navy blue alternates with the green writing on the back and the green mason jar logo on the front left chest. Both teams going to alternate uniforms and looking mighty fine on the field. 4th of July at hand, teams debuting the new patriotic uniforms on both sides. There's been a lot of good uniform combinations to go around this week. Two merch departments who take their jobs incredibly serious. Shoemaker looking to post a zero in the top of the first. 2-2 to Austin Charles. Change up, swing and a miss, strike three. Shoemaker going to the off speed, as he did time and again this inning. Mitchell is left on trying to score, and the Green Jackets, despite the hit in the air, work a scoreless top half. Felix Aranda taking the ball for the Fireflies when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for
Green Jackets looking to take an early lead off of Felix Aranda. Lineup for Augusta, managed by first-year skipper Winston Sawyer. Isaiah Drake leading off. Luis Sanchez, after a day off yesterday, hits second. Will Verdung, Jeremy Celedonio, and Cam McGee, 3-4-5. Jacob Godman behind the plate, hitting sixth. Lakeair Figueroa, P.O. Boucher, and Robert Gonzalez round out the order. Felix Aranda making his 16th appearance and 15th start of the summer. 4-6 with a 3.65 ERA. He's 1-1 in two starts against Augusta. Fastball splitter, changeup, and slider. Primarily fastball splitter to lefties and fastball slider to righties. Out of the windup facing Isaiah Drake, and he takes a fastball called for a strike. Drake 0 for yesterday. He's 2 for 13 in three games played this week. Stands deep in the lefty box. Aranda goes to the off-speed, and it darts away from Isaiah. Nothing in two. It's a good changeup of the split variation that fades away. Drake looking to stay alive, and he will not be able to do so. A quick three-pitch strikeout for Aranda. Felix Aranda, 70 punch-outs in 74 innings entering tonight. He struck out seven, which was at the time his career high on opening weekend. Since then has tied that mark once and eclipsed it once, a career-high 10 punch-outs at the Carolina Mudcats back at the beginning of May. Here's Luis Sanchez, second baseman back in the lineup. First pitch swinging, speared out to right center field, and Sanchez has a base hit. Luis Sanchez has reached safely in five of his last six home games. Loves swinging the bat here at SRP Park. One on, one out. Set the defense for the Navy in lime green. McNair in left, Torres in center, Guzman in right. Johnny Perdomo and Aldrin Lucas on the corners. Austin Charles, Lisandro Rodriguez up the middle. Blake Mitchell behind the plate. Mitchell, very good blocking and receiving. The numbers in terms of caught stealing are not very good, but he does have a plus arm. One on, one out for Will Verdung. Verdung, first pitch swinging. He cracks one into left field, and that erases an 0-for-12 stint that Verdung had been on. Sanchez and Verdung both attacking early. That's been a calling card of the Green Jackets in the second half. Back-to-back first pitch fastballs ripped into the outfield, and two men are on with one out. Here's the free-swinging cleanup man, Jeremy Celedonio. Celedonio has played one game in the first four so far against the Fireflies, and in that day, it was a tale of two halves of the ball game. Struck out swinging twice to start the day, but then an RBI double and an RBI single in his final two at-bats. A good conclusion to the ball game on Monday for Celedonio. Chance for Augusta to take an early lead. Breaking ball at the top of the zone, called a strike. Celedonio stiffens up. Thought that was a bit above the zone. Another good frame by Blake Mitchell. That is far from the last time we're going to say that tonight. The eighth overall pick knows exactly what he's doing behind the dish. Sanchez a big lead out at second. Aranda to the plate, and Celedonio whiffs through the breaking ball. Jeremy has seen a steady diet of breaking pitches this week and this season as a whole since being activated off the injured list in Rome and reassigned to Augusta. There's been plenty of power, but plenty of punch-outs. No balls and two strikes. Pickoff play of timing variation out to second. Sanchez in safely. Rodriguez a late tag. Rodriguez broke. Sanchez broke with him back to the base, and it was a bit of a slow turn from Aranda. Now Sanchez will get a bit further off, trying to test out the right-hander. 0-2 breaking ball in the dirt. Celedonio does not offer ball one. Team to score first has won three of the last four ball games. Green Jackets got an out at the plate, cutting down Blake Mitchell, who singled and then advanced on an E1. Kyung-chan bounced it right to Lakehair Figueroa. And Figgy made the play at the plate. Ball and two strikes to Celedonio. Aranda kicks and deals. Fastball freezes the righty for strike three. Both outs recorded via the strikeout for Aranda. One swinging, one looking. Looking to match Shoemaker zero. Cam McGee trying to bring home the Green Jackets' first run. McGee's 5-for-16 this week. Does not have a run driven in so far. Had a three-hit day a couple nights ago. His second in his last five games. Cam was 1-for-4 yesterday with a caught stealing. Lefty in the box, so the shortstop Charles will hold Sanchez on. McGee over top of the changeup, nothing in one. There's the split change, the better of the two for Aranda. Well, it wouldn't be a Braves buzz fest if the chop wasn't in full effect. Fans getting into it. 0-1 breaking ball, and again, McGee's over top, tipped it into the mitt, nothing in two. McGee has elongated his swing over the last few weeks. Hasn't led to more power, but it has led to more solid contact when he makes contact. A man whose defining characteristic was his ability to shorten up with two strikes will now have to do that on an 0-2 count. Aranda to the plate, breaking ball low and inside. Third straight off-speed diving below the zone. Aranda trying to entice the swing and miss. McGee wise to hold out. Felix Aranda looking to strand a pair in a scoreless bottom of the first. McGee deep in the lefty box, hands low behind the left ear. 1-2, fastball is cranked out of play. Looking to speed up the bat after McGee saw three straight off-speed pitches. That was the hardest pitch of the night for Aranda at 96. They'll usually sit 93, 95. Mix in the breaking ball and the off-speed with the change as well. Luis Sanchez at second, Will Verdung at first. Ball and two strikes, Aranda looking them back, breaking ball in, ball two. Another good take from McGee. There's been more swing and miss for McGee in the last 6 weeks of the season, but also longer at bats. Been able to fight off good takes. Sometimes when he would widen out, the swing decisions became more aggressive because the bat was shorter. Sixth pitch of the at-bat. Fastball swing and a miss. A little bit late on the heater. Three strikeouts in the inning for Aranda, working around a pair of first pitch singles. And the Green Jackets leave two on base, scoreless after the first.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Firefly has got a single from Blake Mitchell and an error on the pitcher, but could not bring a run home. 0-0 after the first, and Johnny Perdomo leads off the second against Adam Shoemaker. Five of the six outs recorded in the first inning between the two arms came via the strikeout. Shoemaker with two, Aronde with three, and it could be that kind of day for the offenses. Johnny Perdomo trying to start things off. Perdomo's at third today. First pitch swinging. Could not stop the bat. Tried aimlessly at the back half of the swing. He was out in front of the fastball, however, nothing in one. Perdomo 1-for-7 with three strikeouts in two previous games this week. Slider will miss inside from Shoemaker, who is breaking ball heavy even to the right-handed hitters, and there are 8 of the 9 in this lineup. 1-1 below the zone, and Perdomo chasing after once again. It's a very tight breaking ball from Shoemaker, and with a 6-6 frame, there's very good extension. Gets down the mound well. Ahead 1-2, Shoemaker from the windup goes to the changeup, and it was tipped, but it was short-hopped into the mitt. Godman reaching out as far as he could, trying to pick that off the bat before it caught dirt and came up a few millimeters short. We saw Godman in the early part of the season pay the price for reaching out for those type of plays at a couple catchers' interferences during May. That one did not pay the price. 1-2. And misses out once again. Evens the count on Perdomo with Aldrin Lucas and the switch hitter Lisandro Rodriguez due up following the third baseman. Fireflies with one hit, trying to get the leadoff man on for the first time. Instead, Perdomo swings and misses. That one was caught cleanly by Godman. And strikeout number 3 for Shoemaker is in the cards already. Shoemaker's got very good swing and miss stuff. K's per 9 have been phenomenal this year, 58 in 42 innings entering today. It's been the best strikeout-centric numbers of Shoemaker's career. He was always right around 9 K's per 9, about a batter per inning in his first three seasons. Aldrin Lucas takes a slider low and in. Lucas was activated to the roster of the Fireflies along with Hyung-Chan on June 25th when depth catcher Gabriel Silva was sent down to the Complex League. Fastball is high, 2-0. Lucas is listed as a catcher on the roster. There are 4 men under that tab for the Fireflies. But in the 3 games Lucas has played against Augusta, he's played at first every single one. Off-speed bounces in, 3 straight routine takes for Lucas. Has walked twice in 6 plate appearances against the Green Jackets so far and 1 pitch away from making it 3 out of 7. Shoemaker standing askew on the third base side of the rubber. Long gander in at Godman. Breaking ball Lucas was taking all the way. Tried to sell the call unsuccessfully to Pedro Torres. Went down, unstrapped the leg guard, and had to put it right back on. See what Shoemaker can build off of that one. Goes to the slider once again, but it's low and inside. First walk issued by Shoemaker comes with 1 out in the second.
Second baseman, number 19, Lisandro Rodriguez.
None of the last three batters have put a ball in play. Two strikeouts and a walk dating back to the end of the first. Lisandro Rodriguez will get a rare chance from the right side. There's only two left-handed pitchers between these two rosters. Rolando Gutierrez, who threw very well on Wednesday. And Shoemaker. Rodriguez first pitch swinging. Thwacks the fastball down the right field line. Quickly out of play, nothing in one. Rodriguez hitting 218 on the campaign, a homer and four RBIs. Shoemaker out of the stretch for the second inning in a row. Infield shifts Rodriguez to pull. He's very far up in the box. Swinging away goes against the grain of the shift and into right field. Lucas is going to turn around but swiftly come to a stop. That's a great piece of bat control by Rodriguez. If Luis Sanchez is playing in a traditional second base slot, that's a routine 4-6-3 double play. Instead, with Sanchez up the middle, multiple men on base here in inning number two against Shoemaker. Jacob Godman out for an early chat with the young starter. Shoemaker getting the spot start, found out late this morning that he would be getting the nod. Garrett Bauman does not seem to have any long-term issue, nothing officially stated, but Bauman was in good spirits when we talked to him pregame, and he's excited to have the ball on Tuesday. Diego Guzman on with two on and one out. Guzman 1-for-8, had an RBI triple last night. Short lead at second for Lucas, being held on by Sanchez. Guzman waves at the slider, nothing in one. Guzman, 20 years of age, out of Barcelona, Venezuela, not Spain. Signed back in January of 2021. This is first stint with the Fireflies. Long look back at second for Shoemaker. A deep breath. And he kicks and goes. Slider off the end of the bat, fouled on the right field line. As much length as Shoemaker can give you, that would be the benefit of the Green Jackets. Not a ton of ultra-rested arms in the pen for Augusta. Expect to see some guys like Garcia, Rivas, and maybe Raven Corona. 0-2 changeup off the outside corner. Good pitch and a better take for Guzman. Anthony Garcia is the most rested man in either bullpen. He's on 6 days of rest, last through in a mop-up role, making his Green Jacket debut a week ago today. Big lead now out at second. Both bases extended off. 1-2. Softly hit to third base. Fair territory. Figueroa snaps it up. Long throw to first. 5-3 double play. Lakehair Figueroa, never panicking, had just enough time to turn the double play himself. Shoemaker works out of the two-on-one-out situation. Leaves a man on, and we head to the bottom of the second.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate, or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Felix Aranda allowed one-out singles to Luis Sanchez and Will Verdung on back-to-back pitches, but was able to strike out Jeremy Celedonio and Cam McGee on back-to-back batters and leave two men on base. Jacob Godman leading off the bottom of inning number two. Lakehair Figueroa and Pio Boucher come behind him. Godman 2-for-8 with a walk and an RBI. This will be his third game played out of five against the Fireflies. Stepping in from the right side, two righties and then two lefties at the bottom of the order. Aronde from the windup begins the second inning with a breaking ball low and away. Aronde listed with a slider. Occasionally it'll look more like a slurve the way that one did and then sharpens up. Change up, low ball two. You can see organizational philosophy oftentimes based on the repertoires of various pitchers depending on who their parent club is. 2-0 coming from Aronde to Godman. Jacob takes a fastball below the knees. But for example, nearly every arm that has been signed either internationally or domestically by the Atlanta Braves that's come through Augusta has a slider, a fastball, and some form of a changeup. Godman takes four straight and is on with a leadoff walk. Very few players on this Green Jacket roster have shown a legitimate breaking ball that's a curveball rather than a slider. Every once in a while, that is an exception. But more often than not, you see the slider. Meanwhile, for the Kansas City Royals, who the Fireflies have had for the last few years, they want everybody to have some sort of changeup. So even though Aronde is splitter heavy for his secondary off-speed, there is another changeup as well. Lakehair Figueroa first pitch swinging it. Down the left field line, but it hooks foul. It got past Perdomo in a hurry. That could have gone all the way to the corner had it not hopped on the wrong side of the third base bag. Figueroa was not waiting around after a four-pitch walk from Aronde, who does not walk very many batters, but has allowed at least one free pass in every single game he's thrown in this season. Aronde picks over to check on Godman. Green Jacket catcher is 7-for-9 stealing this season. Has not stolen a base since the beginning of June. He's only attempted one. Infield in double play depth up the middle, 0-1 on Figueroa. Aronde out of the stretch, and Figgy pops the breaking ball straight back. Pio Boucher is on deck. Figueroa trying to add some pressure on Aronde early in the second. Green Jackets a pair of base runners in the first, but could not do anything with the middle of the order. Celedonio down looking, McGee down swinging to end the first. 0-2 pitch to Lakehair Figueroa. Breaking ball is chopped away. Good slider from Felix Aronde, diving off the outside corner. He's already got three strikeouts in three total outs to his name. Figueroa, at least for the time being, refusing to be number four. Brennan McNair playing incredibly deep in left field. Torres slightly shallow in center, and Guzman an average distance out in right. Still 0-2 on Figueroa. Fastball softly hit to second base. Could be two. Rodriguez tried to put the tag on and didn't catch the baseball. Oh, Rodriguez got greedy and he paid the price. Went for the tag before he secured the ball. Never closed the mitt around the sphere and everybody's safe. That should be an E4 on Lisandro Rodriguez. Pio Boucher steps in for his first home at bat in a couple weeks. Dugout dancing to the new walk-up song for Boucher. High spirits here early in the ballgame. Boucher first pitch swinging, pops it up out of play over top of his own dugout. Error for Rodriguez, the first here at SRP Park for him this season. Lisandro has made 7 errors this year, all of which have come at the Keystone. Hasn't seen much time anywhere other than second, save for the occasional DH slot. 0-1 to the lefty Boucher. Breaking ball off the inside corner. Good take from the southpaw. Boucher missed a couple weeks until this previous Tuesday after running headlong into the fence out in Salem for a phenomenal catch of the highlight reel levity. Good to see him back healthy. Takes the off-speed low and in ball two. Man who grew up playing hockey throughout his entire youth in Quebec, you knew it wouldn't keep him down for very long. Finally got the clearance from Tommy Adams, the athletic trainer. And back in the lineup for the second time this week, ahead 2-1 on Aronde. Fastball high and outside. Boucher 6'2", 185, the oldest position player on this roster, 24 years of age. drafted in the 10th round out of Southern Illinois last summer. We're just 9 days away from the first round of the 2024 draft. Everything gets a bit more exciting the closer you look. Boucher ahead 3-1. Aronde challenges him with a fastball, and Boucher knocks it straight back. Felix Aronde has worked the count back full. 2 on and nobody out in the second after a walk and an E4 put Godman at second and Figueroa at first. Boucher widens out just a little bit. Aronde out of the stretch. Payoff pitch is a fastball on the inside corner. Boucher is frozen. All 4 outs for Aronde have come via the K. Felix's career high is 10. He's on his way to that. As long as he keeps this pace up, he should have no trouble. Robert Gonzalez is red hot at the bottom of the order. He'll be the last man to see Felix Aronde. 4-for-7 with 3 walks and 3 RBIs in 3 games played. Godman off of second. Austin Charles in his pocket. Aronde first pitch high and tight. Gonzalez rubbed the wrong way and rubbed out of the way. Gonzalez had the RBI that got the Green Jackets on the board last night and then scored a game-tying run, made it 2-2 in the sixth. Fireflies put up 3 unanswered to end the game and get the win. Gonzalez flares it into shallow center. It's going to hang up long enough for Eric Torres to make the catch. Couldn't find the barrel. Gonzalez looked like he got jammed just a tad. Back-to-back batters retired at the bottom of the order after 2 men reach. Jackets left 2 on in the second. Isaiah Drake will try to avoid a similar fate here in inning number 2. Drake struck out swinging on 3 pitches to start the game against Aronde. Showed him a fastball and then a pair of off-speed pitches. Drake's 2-for-14 with 4 strikeouts this week. Godman will look to get a big-time secondary and score on anything into the outfield grass. Drake always liable to jump on the first pitch. Aronde checks back at second. Breaking ball. Isaiah is first pitch swinging and lobs it out of play. Up and over the sweet level in the concourse entirely. Drake has seen 4 pitches. All 4 have been in the zone, and he swung at every single one. Aronde ahead 0-1, trying to continue the parade of leaving runners on base. Drake fouls the fastball directly back once again. He was on the heater. Seen a lot of foul balls from Isaiah this week. Just hasn't quite been able to translate them into solid hit balls in fair territory. Youngest position player on this roster at 18 years of age. Drake behind, nothing and 2 on Aronde. 0-2 pitch, fastball, strike 3 swinging. 5 Ks in 2 innings for Felix Aronde. The Green Jackets have left 4 on base. There's no score at SRP Park through 2.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Fireflies back to work against Adam Shoemaker. A walk and a single off of Shuey in the second. But a nice 5-3 double play off the bat of Diego Guzman kept it scoreless. Brendan McNair leading off the top of the third before we return to the beginning of the order and Torres and Mitchell. Shoemaker 2 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts so far. been a good start. McNair 1-for-8 in two games played out of the 9 spot. He'll take a slider above the lettering for a called ball one. McNair will flip the tan and black bat back onto the right shoulder and await Shoemaker's 1-0. From the windup, the lefty will miss low with a changeup, ball two. Back-to-back off-speeds going higher and lower against McNair. Neither pitcher has been overly efficient, but both have gotten the job done. Slider misses low and in. Three straight takes for McNair. Shoemaker in danger of his first leadoff man reaching via a walk. Target center cut, 3-0 to McNair, taking all the way, and the fastball finds the zone. Fireflies finally out of the camo uniforms they've had in each of the last three nights. 3-1 fastball off the inside corner. McNair is on for the second time this week. Those camo uniforms look good with the brown and the green and the black coming through. It was very solid, especially when we were in Columbia for Military Appreciation Night and then the July 3rd festivities. But I know some of our press box staff are certainly happy to see those numbers depart simply because they can actually read the number on the back of these jerseys with a lime green over top of the royal blue. Back at the top of the order for Eric Torres. Fastball misses high. 5 out of 6 have been beyond the zone to start the third for Shoemaker. Torres struck out swinging his last time up on the off-speed. Was the first of 3 punch-outs the first time through for Shoemaker. Black glove at the belt. Gander over at McNair. Slider low and in, ball two. Shoemaker looking to find that command second time through the order. McNair has good speed on the bases. 5 of 11 this year. He hasn't been very adept at stealing bags, but he is quite quick. Shoemaker looking over that direction, now coming home, and the fastball will go all the way to the backstop. It's a wild pitch. McNair moves up 90 feet. Shoemaker had so much attention over at first. It looked like his eyes were still on the base runner when he lifted the leg. Picked up home a bit too late. And Godman, despite his best efforts, can't keep the ball in front. 3 straight out of the zone for the second consecutive batter. And McNair moves up harmlessly to second base. Torres open from the right side. 3-0 from Shoemaker. Fastball, ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the third, and here comes Columbia. Not a situation you want to be in to start the inning. Jacob Godman coming out, so is the pitching coach Elvin Nina. Looking to settle Shoemaker down a little bit. Shoemaker has worked into the third out of the pen in each of his last 7 appearances. His last start came on May 14th. He only went 2 innings in that one. Pedro Torres coming out to break up the conversation. Elvin Nina staring deeply into the eyes of Shoemaker, trying to get him locked back in and find the zone. Shoemaker's received a lot of attention and effort from Elvin Nina this season. The veteran southpaw has been a big-time project of Nina. He's shown flashes of brilliance. It's all about modeling that consistency. Blake Mitchell shows bunt, tried to drop it down, ran in on the hands. It's a foul ball, but it came around and might have caught the thumb. That definitely got wood. It got the bat. That might not have been all it got. Mitchell wears a thumb guard on the left finger. He was walking around in a little bit of pain. Fastball high and inside, knocked away for strike one. Figueroa, the third baseman, even with the bag. First baseman Verdung is deep. No balls and a strike on Mitchell. Slider outside, ball one. Mitchell, a very patient hitter, leads the team in walks drawn. Mitchell's worked 53 free passes across 67 games. Target down the middle, 1-1 from Shoemaker. Slider on the inside corner, good front door breaker. Freezes up Mitchell. Two on and nobody out. Mitchell singled his last time up, was cut down at the plate, trying to advance on an infield ground ball. Mitchell deep in the lefty box. Shoemaker a long look in. Running out of time, comes to a stop with 1 second left on the pitch clock. Slider is driven deep out to right field. Gonzalez back at the track, leaping, and he makes a fantastic catch in front of the wall. Runner will advance to third. McNair up 90 feet, but Gonzalez, an incredible play to take away extra bases. Torres remained at first. The double play is still in effect. Hyung-Chan will step in. Gonzalez has played all three outfield slots, and he's given you good defense at every single one. Just the 11th game in right this year, made a nice play up against the wall. First pitch to is a fastball outside. Hyung-Chan reached on a fielder's choice his last time up. That was the bouncer over to third. With the infield in, Figueroa over to Godman for the 5-2 put out to retire Blake Mitchell. Infield will try to turn two with Torres at first. Good speed at the first base bag. Slider just below the knees. Close pitch for to take. He gets the call. Two balls and no strikes. Mitchell was the only lefty in this lineup. He's 1-for-2 with two hard hit balls. And then Charles on deck. Fastball off the end of the bat. Heater running away from the righty. 2-1. Shoemaker a deep breath, wiping off the brow on the hot and humid summer evening here on the banks of the Savannah River. 95 and sunny when we first got going, and even as the sun begins to drop, not much relief so far. Shoemaker the 2-1 pitch, high with a fastball. Walk loads the bases for Austin Charles, who's certainly a dangerous presence in the cleanup spot. With that pitch, Shoemaker is now at 50, 26 of which have been strikes. Two walks already in the inning. The only out was the fly ball to the fence. Prepared for a 3-1 offering, and Shoemaker steps off instead. Shoemaker open in the stretch, behind 3-1 on Slider not caught cleanly by Godman. It's off the outside corner for ball four. Godman was trying to frame that up. It never left the hitter's circle. Meant that McNair could not go anywhere, but three walks in the inning, four in the game against Shoemaker for the Fireflies. No score in the top of the third, but Columbia trying to change that in a hurry. Bases loaded, one out for Austin Charles. He struck out swinging to end the first. Green Jackets have some movement in the bullpen. Looks like Anthony Garcia is getting up for the first time. Shoemaker misses low and out with a fastball to start. Charles appeared to be taking all the way. Slider has become less competitive as the game's gone on. It can get its fair share of chases, but that breaking ball has to be in the zone at least a few times to keep them honest. Fastball high in the sky out to shallow center. Drake comes sprinting in. Gonzalez over. He makes the call. Runner will tag from third. McNair coming home. Throw to the plate. Isn't in time. Charles is cut down, and he is thrown out by Gonzalez. Fantastic defensive inning for Robert Gonzalez, and they keep it scoreless.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not a number. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, more than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Still no score in the bottom of the third. The Fireflies loaded the bases on walks, but a 9-2 double play. Robert Gonzalez unloading the cannon straight to Jacob Godman at the plate and cutting down Brennan McNair for the final out of the top half. Luis Sanchez leading off, getting a second look at Felix Aranda. First pitch swinging for the second straight at bat and pops it foul down the right field line. Rodriguez and Lucas both gave chase out of the infield but couldn't get there. Sanchez had a first pitch single in the first, advanced to second on a knock from Verdung, but not further than that. Fireflies have left four on in three innings. Green Jackets have left four on in two. Both sides have had chances. Aranda has buckled down, and although Shoemaker's walking the tightrope, he's kept it clean through three. Fastball 0-1, now 1-1 as this misses low and away. Aranda a bit of a lengthy second, but back to work relatively quickly in the third. 1-1 fastball below the knees, three straight heaters to Sanchez, who continues to pepper the middle and the opposite field. Sanchez ahead, two balls and a strike. Second baseman facing Aranda for the second time. Fastball is low and away once again. Deja vu all over again on three consecutive pitches, nearly in the exact same location, about a ball and a half below the knees. Sanchez ahead 3-1, and he draws a leadoff walk. Back-to-back innings begin with a free pass issued by Aranda. And the walks are starting to find both of these pitchers. Six free passes between the two starters across 2.5 innings. Will Verdung's 1-for-1, singled through the left side, his first hit of the week. And with that swing, he extended his on-base streak to continue the longest active streak in the Carolina League. Verdung's been on 28 consecutive ballgames. How about that? Aranda picks over to check on Sanchez. He's out. Sanchez was leaning and got caught. The leadoff walk is gone just like that. It's the second out on the bases in as many nights for the Green Jackets. Another pickoff. This time it's Aranda. Just breaks the back when you're trying to build up some momentum in a scoreless game. Aranda back to the windup, misses high with the fastball. Bailing out a righty who's still trying to find his command at the beginning of the third. 1-0 to Verdung, breaking ball off the outside corner again. A lot of low and away from Felix Aranda here in the third. Verdung ever patient, taking advantage. Ahead 2-0 with one out in the bottom half. Aranda from the windup, big swing on a fastball. It's roped out of play, and Verdung frustrated. He thought he could have done substantially more with that. Still ahead, two balls to one strike. Outfield is shallow, infield is pull heavy. Another fastball, hard hit to third. It's bobbled by Perdomo, knocked it right into his own hands, and retired the batter at first. Back-to-back men set down as the Green Jackets trying to avoid their first 1-2-3 inning of the night. A walk, a pickoff, and a hard hit out number two. Perdomo didn't catch it cleanly, but it stayed right at his feet. And the ball was hit so hard, even with Verdung hustling a little bit, plenty of time to recover. Jeremy Celedonio steps in, first pitch swinging. He's quite late on the fastball. It's a long uppercut swing from Celedonio. Couldn't get the bat through the zone in time. Aranda's 0-1. Another fastball. This one on the outer edges and called a strike by Pedro Torres. Aranda has begun to work quicker and quicker. Once he got the pickoff of Sanchez, the pace rapidly increasing. Fastball out. Ball one. Aranda tried to sell it dramatically. He was four steps towards his own dugout. Celedonio gets new life, still behind 1-2. Fastball to the same spot and the same result. Again, Aronde trying to lean towards his own dugout. Pedro Torres in disagreement. Counts even on the cleanup man, Celedonio. 2-2 on the DH. Fastball chops softly to third. Perdomo charging in, a high bounce. Off-balance throw in time. A 1-2-3 third aided by the pickoff of Sanchez and a pair of ground balls. No score after three from SRP Park.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rate, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441. Good things are happening at
SRP. Three walks but no runs in the third. Shoemaker got himself out of danger. Ball game remains scoreless as we enter the fourth. Johnny Perdomo leading off for the Columbia Fireflies. Each side having two wins in the first four games this week against each other. Jackets took two out of three at Segra Park in downtown Columbia. Fireflies stealing the opener here at SRP last night and putting a slight damper on the Independence Day celebration. Johnny Perdomo struck out swinging his last time up. He shows bunt, but yanks the bat back and takes ball one on a fastball high. Figueroa, the third baseman, will stay even with the base just in case Perdomo thinks to do so again. Not showing here, and the fastball's on the outside edge. One ball and one strike on the third baseman, Perdomo. One for eight, four strikeouts. This is third game played against Augusta. Figueroa still in just in case. Slider high and away. Two balls and a strike. Lengthy third inning for Shoemaker. He's up to 55 pitches. But back out for the fourth, and the Green Jackets now will reactivate the bullpen. Perdomo miles late on the fastball, 2-2. Juan Sanchez will protect the bullpen catcher, Jose Marcano, and it looks like Garcia again, who's the first one to toss. Garcia's on 6 days rest. Two balls and two strikes. Shoemaker out of the windup. Fastball roped out of play. Perdomo stays alive. Perdomo, 21 years of age, but has been in the organization now going on 5 years. Signed by the Royals back in 2019. This is first season completely in Columbia. Fastball is high. The count goes full. Starting off the fourth inning, we've seen less of the slider than we had previously from Shoemaker. That's been his out pitch for better or for worse. Pedro Torres calls time. There was a ball on the field. Got away from the berm with the young kids playing catch down there on the left field line. Eomar Diaz retrieved it, and now we're ready. Payoff from Shoemaker. Swing and a miss on the fastball. Perdomo's tied up on the inside heater. Strikeout number four for Shoemaker through three and a third. Half of those are Johnny Perdomo. Both sides still looking to get on the board first. Everything's been even so far. No runs, two hits, and one error for both teams. Aldrin Lucas walked and was then retired on a fielder's choice. First pitch swinging. He's also late on the fastball, tipping it into the mitt of Godman. 89 to 92 has been the range for the heater with good arm side run, no matter the velocity. Back to the slider and misses in the other batter's box. One ball and one strike. Lucas has been on base both games, or all three games now that he's played in. Takes the fastball low and out. Shoemaker has not gone more than four innings this year. You'd like to get him through this frame and then see whether or not you need to go to the pen or not. 2-1 fastball poked back into the net. Lisandro Rodriguez on deck. He has the most recent hit for the Fireflies. Since he reached base, there have been three walks, but nobody else safely putting a ball in play. Fastball inside, right around the belt buckle of Lucas, and the count goes full. Infield shifting heavy on the pull for the first baseman, Lucas. Outfield is straight up and deep in left and center. Lucas wide from the right-handed batter's box against the lefty Shoemaker. Payoff pitch coming, and it's fouled down the line towards the bullpen. Got past the Green Jacket players in the pen, got onto the field and onto the berm. Juan Sanchez holds his hands up in dismay. He couldn't make the play. He's supposed to be the protector down there. He's got one job, just one. Seventh pitch of the at-bat from Shoemaker to Lucas is strike three. Tipped into the mitt. Lucas goes down on the fastball. Back-to-back punch-outs to start the fourth for Shoemaker. Perdomo and Lucas retired swinging. Lisandro Rodriguez trying to avoid the first 1-2-3 frame for the Firefly offense. Shoemaker's at 67 pitches through 3 2/3. Rodriguez is 1-for-1 and 4-for-9 this week. He'll take a fastball outside, appeared to be taking all the way. Bat never left the shoulder. Rodriguez is up in the box, the way you might be if you were bunting, but he does not appear to have that in mind with two outs and nobody on. Low and in and to the backstop. Shoemaker starting to work a bit quicker, found a rhythm he likes here in the fourth. Trying to keep it scoreless. Shoemaker went four scoreless out of the pen last week. On 5 days of rest, he came out of the pen after Ian Anderson against Charleston, getting a spot start here today. Slider away, ball three. First base is open. That would avoid the only clean inning so far and would be the fifth walk of the night for Shoemaker. 3-0. Fastball outside. Rodriguez stutters his way high, stepping out of the box. Lisandro's on for the second time in two tries, and Shoemaker has tied his season high with five walks. That's the third game he's reached that number. We've seen the peaks and the valleys of Adam Shoemaker today. Five strikeouts and five walks through 3 2/3, two hits and no runs scored. Diego Guzman trying to keep passing the baton. He takes a fastball outside, five straight missing the zone. Shoemaker fought through the first two batters and punched out Perdomo and Lucas back-to-back. Trying to end the fourth with a 0-0 game still intact. Fastball bounces in, good backhand from Godman. Shoemaker's at 73 pitches now, and less than 50% have been strikes. Shoemaker, the pride of Cambridge, Ontario, steps off the back of the rubber, then reapplies. Ready to go, behind 2-0 on Guzman. High leg kick, kicks and deals. Fastball at the top of the zone does get the call. Guzman wrinkles his nose in disagreement. Diego, a 5-3 double play, grounded out softly to Figueroa, who also got the force out. Guzman still ahead 2-1, utility man at the ready. Fastball popped up down the first baseline, got underneath it. Verdung over towards the fence, reaching out over the wall, but he doesn't have enough room. Shoemaker has fought back to tie the game, or tie the at-bat up 2-2. Lisandro Rodriguez remains at first. He's 15 of 19 stealing. If he's not off here, one more ball and he will be for certain. Guzman will use his timeout. Listed as an infielder, but we've seen him in the outfield each of the last two nights. Can comfortably play a variety of positions wherever manager Jesus Azuaje wants to pencil him in. Runner goes 2-2. Fastball, strike three. Guzman can't lay off the high heat. Three strikeouts and a walk in the inning for Adam Shoemaker. And for the second outing in a row, Shoey's gone four scoreless. Green Jacket offense trying to crack the code against Felix Aranda when we come back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
No score through 3.5. Fireflies and Green Jackets still locked at 0. Augusta has 5-6-7, led by Cam McGee in the bottom of the fourth against Felix Aranda. Aranda has walked 2, struck out 5, and allowed 2 hits in total. He's looked good so far. Green Jackets continue to see movement in the pen from Anthony Garcia. And it's liable to be his world in the top of the fifth. McGee struck out swinging to end the first with 2 men on, trying to reignite a rally of his own. Aranda out of the windup to face the shortstop McGee. Third baseman in preparing for the bunt. McGee swings through the fastball. Begins his second at bat behind 0-1. Aranda was spinning off on that delivery. Nearly ended up on one knee. Didn't like the way he landed. Continuing to work quickly. Another high fastball and McGee pops it out of play. Fastball's been 92-94 as of late, was as high as 96 in the first from Aranda. Felix, at just 20 years of age, has dazzled for the Fireflies time and again this season. 0-2 fastball, right past Cam McGee. Bully ball with 3 straight heaters. McGee down swinging on 3 pitches for Aranda's 6th strikeout. Cam's 0-for-2 with 2 Ks. Jacob Godman walked in his last at bat. Was stranded at second base in the second after they had 2 on with nobody out. It went strikeout, line out, strikeout in the second. First pitch from Felix Aranda is a fastball down the middle. 4 pitches, 4 strikes to start off the fourth for Felix Aranda. Working quickly, getting the sign, and stepping directly into the windup. Breaking ball misses low and out. No immaculate inning this time. Godman evens the count and now can go from here. Was the first slider of the inning, and coincidentally or not, it was the first ball. 1-1 to the backstop. Returns to that slider, and again it's taken outside by Jacob Godman. Aranda signed back in 2021 out of Santa Clara, Cuba. Fastball is cracked deep out to left field. No doubt about that, baby. It is gone. Godman's second long ball of the season, third of his career, and every single one has come right here at SRP Park. We are scoreless no longer as Jacob Godman uncorks on a 2-1 fastball. Hits it out to the Tito's Taps bar behind the left field fence. And the Green Jackets lead 1-0. We told you at the start, that's been the only issue with Aranda this season has been the long ball. Gave up 2 last time out against Augusta. 7 on the season. Number 8 got out of here in a hurry. Lakehair Figueroa takes ball 1 upstairs. Godman's second long ball, third of his career. loves hitting at home more than just about anybody else. 1-0 swing, hard hit to third, short hops into the mid of Perdomo. Out number two is down in the fourth. Pio Boucher will check in. That was Godman's RBI number 8 on the season. Both of his home runs have been solo shots, and neither of them have been cheap. Pio Boucher trying to extend the inning. That was the 17th Tax Slayer Slade hit. That's home runs here at SRP Park. First pitch to Boucher is taken on the inside corner. The home run numbers haven't been what they were over the last couple seasons when players like Bryson Worrell and Jeremy Celedonio were at full capacity leaving the yard. But they've certainly improved as of late. Boucher flails at the splitter, nothing and two. With that long ball, Green Jackets now tied with the Fireflies with 29 home runs on the year. But in the past 8 home games, there have been 6 balls leaving the yard for the home side. Aronde 0-2 on Boucher. Fastball is swatted out of play, and Boucher stays alive. First run for either team, first extra base hit for either team. Right now it's all Jacob Godman. Still 0-2. Fastball out towards shortstop. Backhanded by Charles. A crossbody throw trying to put the tag on. And a great adjustment by Aldrin Lucas. The throw was wide. Lucas snaps the tag onto the leg. Winston Sawyer coming out to argue. Connor Justice is animated over at first. We'll step away with the Green Jackets in front 1-0. And Winston Sawyer is going to have his say.
Premier Networks provide cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PREMWORX.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets will make an 8-1-1 Georgia call to the bullpen. Anthony Garcia taking the mound for his second single-A appearance of the year. Final line for Adam Shoemaker. 4 innings, 2 hits, 5 walks, but no runs and 6 strikeouts. As long as you keep that zero, that's all that really matters. Garcia lasts through June 28th. He'll begin with Brendan McNair, and the fastball misses inside. Seen a fastball, slider, and changeup from Garcia. Allowed 2 runs in 2 innings with 4 strikeouts. Fastball at the bottom of the zone called strike 1. Or correction, 4 walks and 0 strikeouts from Garcia last time out. Saw a heavy diet of off-speed pitches. There's the first slider of the night. It's 1-2. Fastball 89-91 with good arm side run. Slider sharp and floating in with the changeup as well. 1-2 to McNair. Breaking ball hooked over to third. Figueroa has it go right through his legs. McNair was running hard, but that's a play Figueroa had time to make. Green Jackets commit their second error of the night, and Garcia's evening begins with an E5.
Center fielder Eric Torres.
Leadoff man on is for the Fireflies. That's the second time in 5 tries that has happened. Both times it's been McNair who's worked his way on. A walk in an E5. Back to the top of the order for Eric Torres. He's first pitch swinging. Floated out into shallow center. Luis Sanchez drifting back. The second baseman makes the catch. First out recorded in the fifth by Anthony Garcia.
Batter,
Torres is 0 for 2, and Blake Mitchell steps in. Mitchell 1 for 2, a bullet of a single, and a line out to the fence where Robert Gonzalez went leaping in towards the video board out that way to make the play. Righty throwing in the pen for the Fireflies. Fastball misses high and outside, ball one. Mitchell 264 on the season, 11 homers, 34 RBIs. McNair dancing off of first. On the outside corner with the fastball, Mitchell takes a strike one. Mitchell got behind one and two last time up. Saw a breaking ball that stayed just high enough. Garcia will step off. Didn't like the grip he had or lack thereof. Goes down to the rosin bag and the dirt. Now he feels prepared to pitch. 1-1 to Mitchell. Breaking ball is hammered out to right field again. Gonzalez on his horse over to his right makes another catch. Blake Mitchell done nothing but hit the baseball hard, but the last two balls have been played well by Robert Gonzalez. After the leadoff error, Hyung-Chan digs in. He's 0 for 1, a fielder's choice and a walk. Firefly is trying to equalize or take the first lead of the night after Augusta. Got up 1-0 in the fourth on Jacob Godman's second homer of the year. Curveball begins the at-bat of with a called strike at the knees. Hyung-Chan 3 for 12 this week. Two walks and three strikeouts, one RBI. That came via a solo homer in the opener on Monday. Slider on the inside corner, 0-2. Fastball, curveball, changeup, and slider. We've seen everything so far from Anthony Garcia. Started the year in the Florida Complex League, made 9 appearances, and was called up at the same time as Albert Rivas back on June 28th to add some depth to this bullpen. Garcia ahead 0-2. Breaking ball on the ground to the left side. A diving stop from McGee, but he does not have a play. Great effort from Cam McGee, but ultimately unimportant. Reaches safely with the single. McNair up to second base. Two on, two out for Austin Charles. Struck out and then flew out into that 9-2 double play where Robert Gonzalez came up hurling. Garcia out of the stretch with two on and two out. First pitch to the righty shortstop. Breaking ball on the inner third. Charles takes a called strike one. Black glove hands high. Sanchez breaks for the bag and it's driven deep out to left field. Breaking ball hung a little bit. Boucher at the fence makes the catch. Didn't have much more room to go than that, but Charles off the end of the bat narrowly misses the long ball. Ran down by Boucher at the fence. Garcia leaves two aboard, and the Jackets are up 1-0 halfway through the fifth.
Fans, with the 2024 season kicking into high gear, there's no time like the present to deck yourself out in the newest Green Jacket styles, available only at the Hive Pro Shop. You can browse through extensive collections of shirts, hoodies, caps, and more in a variety of styles, including theme night apparel such as Pimento Cheese, Pavo Salvajes, and the new Augusta Rams line. Head on down to the Hive Pro Shop located right next to the front gate or shop online anytime at www.hiveproshop.com.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Felix Hernandez's day is finished. He goes just 4 innings, 3 hits, 2 walks, 6 strikeouts, and 1 run allowed. First time he's gone less than five since May 30th, but he'll flip it over to Ismael Michel. Michel comes in to face Gonzalez, Drake, and Sanchez. Green Jackets up 1-0 in the bottom of the fifth. Michel last threw on June 30th and got his first win of the season. Two innings, two hits, and one run. First pitch fastball from Michel misses inside to Robert Gonzalez. Gonzalez lined out sharply to center his last time up. Michel fastball, slider, and changeup out of the windup. Fastball bounces in low, ball two. Michel, 22 years of age, out of Santo Domingo, signed back in January of 2021 with the Royals. Gonzalez takes three straight fastballs low and in. Michel looking to make the adjustment early. Walking the leadoff man and walking the nine hitter are both frowned upon individually. To do so at the same time certainly gets you a negative review. Gonzalez taking all the way, and it's inside. A four-pitch walk for Robert Gonzalez. He's on for the first time today. Leadoff man aboard and nobody out for Isaiah Drake, who struck out swinging twice. Happy to get a chance to see Michel. It's the 13th appearance outright for Michel and fifth here at the Fireflies and the single-A level. Not sure who just came out to join for the pitchers' meeting. Could be that John Habian is wearing the incorrect number. He's wearing 27, not 37. Could also be assistant pitching coach Sam Freeman, but he's supposed to be in 44. Either way, somebody's got a jersey on that's not given as a number. And now the pitching meeting has been adjourned. Michel had fantastic strikeout numbers in the Arizona Complex League, 20 in 10 and a third innings pitched. Just over a strikeout per inning at the single-A level. After four straight misses to Gonzalez, first pitch to Isaiah Drake is a breaking ball off the outside corner. Drake usually aggressive early in counts. We'll see how patient he can be after five straight misses from Michel to start the day. From the stretch, Michel behind 1-0. A long hold and then a fastball. Drake was taking all the way. Thigh-high heater centers up to even the count. And now Drake will be back in swing mode. Robert Gonzalez has phenomenal speed over at first and a sizable lead as well. Michel a couple looks over at first. Runner in motion. Fastball bounces in. Mitchell's throw is not in time. And it skitters into shallow center field. Gonzalez is going to third. Without a throw, Robert Gonzalez makes it up. A stolen base and an E2. Blake Mitchell threw a two-seamer out to second base. It ran to his arm side onto the first base side of the bag. Looked like it actually hit off the cleat of Robert Gonzalez. Didn't get very far into center. Both Charles and Rodriguez just watching it go, and the Jackets have a man at third with nobody out as Augusta looks to double the lead. 2-1 to Drake. Fastball flown out to left field. Gonzalez will tag. McNair in foul territory is underneath it. Caught it relatively shallow. And time is called. The runner's going to come home. It appears none of that counted. I believe we have a balk, ladies and gentlemen, and that scores a run. We wanted a nice normal game. We're five innings in. We haven't had one. Drake just confirming what the situation is. I believe if we got that call correct up here, there was a balk and no pitch. Gonzalez came home. It should be a 2-1 count on Isaiah Drake. That's where we sit here in the bottom of the fifth. Big swing on a fastball, tipped into the mitt, 2-2. Brendan McNair threw a dart to home plate. Would have been tough for Gonzalez to score. Instead, he comes home on the balk from Michel. Count 2-2. Target high from Mitchell. Fastball inside. Good take by Drake. Count goes full. Green Jackets got the leadoff man on with a walk. A steal, an E2, and a balk brings him home less than a batter later. Drake trying to get back on base and reignite. And he will do just that with a walk. Back-to-back free passes issued by Michel. Only had four in his first 6 2/3 with the Fireflies. Both men have reached via the walk. You thought Gonzalez would make an impact on the bases, and he did. That pales to what Robert Gonzalez can do, or what Isaiah Drake can do, excuse me. Gonzalez stole second outright. Swiped the base clean as can be for his 15th steal in 17 tries. Isaiah is 16 of 17. Luis Sanchez, 1-for-1 with a walk, steps in from the right side. Michel will pick over, and Drake is caught. Drake was leaning, and he's going to get picked off. Tucked in the pickle, tried to extend. He's tagged out. It's the second runner picked off tonight and third in 24 hours. Top to bottom across the Braves organization, Atlanta preaches aggressiveness, but two pickoffs of your top two hitters in the lineup across three innings, maybe not what they had in mind. The whole ballpark knew Drake wanted to go. A good move from Michel gets the first out of the fifth. Michel will remain in the stretch. First pitch coming to Luis Sanchez, and he waves at a fastball, nothing and one, chasing the heater off the outside corner. That pickoff could potentially build the confidence of the young righty Michel. Sanchez been on base twice. Jackets up 2-0. Breaking ball bounces towards the backstop. Mitchell trying to pick it with the backhand. Had no reason to flash over and go for a full block. Sanchez evens up the count. Second baseman out of Panama City. Hitting very well the last couple of weeks. 1-1 from Michel. Fastball at the knees gets the call, and Sanchez nods. He agrees. Knew that one was close enough to get called, although not quite good enough to swing for. Team leader in games played. This is his 69th of the season. Michel, the 1-2. Slider bounces in. A good take from Sanchez. It's game number 79 for Augusta, so Sanchez has seen just 10 off days this year. Did get one of those rare off days last night, so he's good to go for the last couple games of this series. Michel's 2-2. Taken downstairs. Count goes full. Michel in danger of walking the third straight batter. Everybody in the league will get days off Sunday and Monday after this stretch of 12 games played in 12 evenings. Before back to the grindstone on Tuesday, payoff pitch is cranked deep down the left field line, but that'll hook foul. Had the distance. Sanchez just a little bit out in front. For his size, Sanchez has very good power through the zone, listed 5'7", 165. He does have one home run this season and narrowly misses a second. Seventh pitch of the at-bat now ready to come from Michel. From the belt, 3-2. Fastball bounced up the middle towards the shortstop. Charles knocks it down from his knees, not in time. A heck of an effort from Austin Charles, nearly a web gem. Infield single is the result. Ismael Michel will tip his cap briefly to Charles. Can't ask for much more in terms of the work ethic out of a shortstop than what you saw there. Will Verdung, 1-for-2 out of the three hole. All three batters have reached against Michel. One has scored, one has been picked off. Sanchez was picked off in the third. Will Verdung, first pitch swinging, fouls the fastball directly back over the sweet level. Fireflies have been tiptoeing around offensively. They've left seven men on base. Plenty of chances, but held scoreless through five. All that to say, the more insurance runs, the better in case and when the Fireflies break out. Verdung takes the fastball for ball one. Couple hard hit balls for Will Verdung. One a base hit through the six hole. The other a ground out to third base. That ground ball was bobbled by Perdomo, but he had enough time to make the play. Michel goes to the B move on the pickoff. Not quite as speedy or as deceptive as the one was that got Isaiah Drake. Just checking to keep Sanchez honest. Sanchez is 12 of 18 stealing this year. Michelle's 1-1 is a breaking ball that misses ball two. High and inside on the righty. Righty-righty matchup for Michelle. First man out of the pen for the Fireflies. A rarity to see the starter, Aronde, leave the ball game that quickly. Redung ahead in the count, and he pops it up into shallow center. Eric Torres is drifting in. The center fielder calls off Rodriguez for the catch. Two outs with a man aboard in the fifth. Jeremy Celedonio has struck out and grounded out 0-2. He has taken nothing but big swings. Breeze blowing out to left at the start of the ball game. The flag's at a complete standstill for the time being. Michelle out of the stretch. First pitch to Celedonio, a breaking ball. They want to appeal the swing. Richie Arredondo, not much of a vantage point out at second base. One ball and no strikes on the DH. Sanchez getting words of wisdom from the first base coach, Connor Justice. Fastball count for Celedonio. Let's see if he's on time. He was on time, but over top, 1-1. Good sink on the fastball there from Ismael Michel. Dropped the bat below the zone. Slider has been the best pitch when in the zone for Michel this season. Has had trouble commanding that pitch so far in the fifth. Jackets up 2-0. Double the lead already this inning. One batter in. Fastball inside Celedonio. Nearly got hit. Robert Gonzalez walked to start off the inning, stole second base, two pitches into Drake's at bat, and then went to third on the E2 on the throw down. Came home on a balk. Two balls and a strike. Pick over for Sanchez. He's in safely. And want to make a correction very quickly. It was called an E6 rather than an E2, so they're going to say a miscatch error on Austin Charles. Rather than a throwing error on Blake Mitchell. 2-1 fastball is high. Celedonio shakes his head dramatically. So rather than being error number 11 on the season for Blake Mitchell, instead it goes against Austin Charles, and that'll be his 17th. 3-1 with two down and a man at first. Jackets looking to add to the lead on a beautiful Friday night. Celedonio swings through the 3-1 fastball. That'll run the count full. Sanchez will be in motion. Mitchell steps out in front of home plate, just reminding the infielders to go across the diamond. With Sanchez moving, easiest play is going to be at first. Four straight fastballs to Jeremy Celedonio. Ismael Michel with the payoff. It's fouled away. It's short hopped into the mid of Blake Mitchell. He was trying to pretend with Pedro Torres that he had caught it on the fly. They're all smiles behind the plate. Anthony Garcia will be back out for his second inning of work. Winston Sawyer's going to try to get as much out of his pen as he can at a time. Pitch number 7 of the at-bat. Fastball called, strike 3 at the top of the zone. First strikeout of the afternoon for Ismael Michel. Green Jackets double the lead. Robert Gonzalez having a great game offensively and defensively. 2-0 after 5.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Augusta 2, Firefly 0. Green Jackets in their Braves BuzzFest red uniforms. They're 3-5 in those garments this season. Be the only time they wear them this week. Expected to put the camos on tomorrow. Trying to get themselves back in the win column will be the third time in five tries against the Fireflies this week. I'm Noah Adcock Howitt. This is the Green Jacket Baseball Network. Twilight hour approaching here at SRP. Just past 8:35 on the East Coast, wherever you're tuned in from. Appreciate having you with us. Single A affiliates of the Braves and Royals respectively going toe-to-toe. Fireflies on pace for what would be their best season since moving to Columbia in 2016. Johnny Perdomo begins the top of inning number six with a foul ball down the right field line against Albert Garcia. Garcia allowed a two-out single from Hyung-Chan That was the only real damage in his first inning of work. Breaking ball bounced softly to second base. Big hop for Luis Sanchez, and he'll put away Perdomo. Johnny Perdomo is 0-3. That's the first ball he's put in play. Leadoff man retired for the first time by Garcia. Aldrin Lucas has walked and struck out. Now that Shoemaker has departed, this lineup that is very right-handed heavy will see a lot of same-sided pitchers. From the windup, Garcia, first pitch fastball down the center. Garcia looking much more comfortable in his second outing of the year. Fastball outside, 1-1. Command has been better through the first inning and a third that he has worked. Establishing a bit more of a relationship with Jacob Godman. Drops the off-speed on the outer edges, 1-2. Lucas just watching through the first three. Garcia spins quickly into the windup, and the breaking ball is chopped foul. Knocked back behind the batter, Lucas, and towards the green jacket half of the field. Here at SRP Park, that's, of course, the third base side. Still 1-2 to Lucas. Curveball swing and a miss. Took a little bit extra off and pulled the string. Garcia gets his first punch out at the single-A level. Two up, two down in the sixth. And Lisandro Rodriguez, who's been on base twice in two tries, trying to get something going for the Fireflies, who've been shut out through 5 2/3. Fastball begins the at-bat to Rodriguez on the outside corner, 0-1. Switch hitter over towards the left side for the first time. Took two right-handed ABs against the southpaw Shoemaker. Shows bunt. Pulls back, and the breaking ball is outside. Curve missing away, 1-1. McGee shifted up the middle on the lefty, and it's bounced against the shift. Cam has to go to the backhand, can't make the play. So as soon as we mention that shift, it comes into effect. That's the second time we've seen somebody in the bottom of the order for the Fireflies go against the predetermined outcome and get a single as a result. Rodriguez just shortens up and guides the ball towards the six hole in between Figueroa and McGee. Rodriguez on base three times. First pitch to Diego Guzman. He's late on a fastball. Lisandro, good speed over at first. Tying run at the plate in the top of the sixth. Four hits and two errors for both sides. But Augusta up 2-0. Popped up in foul territory. Verdung, the first baseman, drifting towards the line, makes the catch. Guzman is sent back to the dugout. Back-to-back zeros posted by Garcia, and the Fireflies have been shut out through six. Jackets have scored in each of the last two innings. Michelle coming back out as the Green Jackets try to continue to add.
At Wellstar, affiliated with Medical College of Georgia, you're not enough. Even if you are sitting in Section 107, Row C, Seat 16, whether you're visiting our hospital, one of our primary care locations, or medical offices in the Augusta area, Wellstar's all-star medical team always goes to bat for you. Our comprehensive approach to healthcare extends across our statewide network and beyond to care for every aspect of your well-being. We lead the way in healthcare with innovative technology and experienced providers to ensure you have the expertise you need close by. Whether it's preventative screenings or care for complex conditions, your health is in the right hands with the skilled team at Wellstar, highly rated by fans like you. Wellstar, More than healthcare, people care.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today.
Is Ismael Michel returns for his second inning of action. Cam McGee leading off. McGee's 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. Gets his first chance to see Michel. Michel walked 2 and allowed a single. Got a strikeout to end the fifth. Robert Gonzalez came around to make it a 2-0 ball game. Michel's first pitch to McGee is a fastball high and outside. The left-handed hitting shortstop. 2-11 on the season. Been a bit streaky at times, but when he gets going, those days are fun to watch. Had a couple different three-hit games already this week. 1-0 fastball, softly dribbled towards Charles, the shortstop. He's got to hurry. McGee flying down the line is out by half a step. Aldrin Lucas with a dynamic stretch over at first base, cutting down just enough distance. Put down Cam McGee. And here's the man who's earned the lead, Jacob Godman, with a solo shot in the fourth, put Augusta up 1-0. Now a 2-0 game, Godman's second long ball of the season, both of which have come right here. Second in his last five games played at SRP Park, hit a screaming line drive out to the Tito's Taps bar in left field. Michel's first pitch is a changeup off the outside corner. A rare right-on-right changeup. That's the first change we've seen from Michel. And he yanked it to the glove side. Nobody in the pen for the Green Jackets. Still Garcia's game. 1-0 to Godman. Fastball on the outer edges. Evens the count on the righty. Firefly starting to loosen somebody in the pen. Looks like Nicholas Regalado. Confirm that when we get the opportunity. Would be the second appearance of the week for Regalado. One ball and one strike on the backstop out of Oral Roberts. Godman ready for the 1-1. Top of the zone with the off-speed. Godman can't pull the bat through the zone. Tomorrow the Green Jackets will turn to Ian Anderson for his second rehab start. 2021 World Series champion. Slated to be stretched out a little bit further than he was last time. Godman takes the 1-2 breaking ball low and outside. It skitters to the backstop. Anderson went 3 innings and about 48 pitches last time out. The goal is to get him to 60 this time, 4, maybe 5 innings if he's efficient. Anderson allowed 1 single and struck out 1 batter in 3 scoreless against the River Dogs 6 days ago. Michel, a deep breath, 2-2 fastball, and Godman is late. Jacob Godman down on strikes for the first time. Back-to-back batters retired to start the sixth for Michel. A good bounce-back inning in the cards here. Lake Hare Figueroa will try to disrupt his rhythm and flow. Figueroa's 0 for 2, reached on an error, and grounded out to third. And here comes Jesus Azuaje, the manager. Michel threw an inning in 2/3, but called to the bullpen coming. We'll confirm who it is and tell you all about their new reliever when we return on the Green Jacket Baseball Network.
Green Jacket fans, every Thursday at SRP Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Busch Light and Pabst Blue Ribbon. Fans 21 and older can enjoy $2, $4, and $6 drink specials during every Thursday home game. 12-ounce PBR and Busch Light is just $2 until last call, and you can enjoy $4 16-ounce drafts and $6 32-ounce drafts from 6 to 8 p.m. Get your tickets at the box office or at greenjacketsbaseball.com now to enjoy this great deal.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP. Nicholas Regalado will come in. He's the first man out of the Firefly bullpen to throw twice this week. Appearance number 17 on the year overall for Regalado in his second year in Columbia. Last time out, worked a scoreless inning of action. Three balls put in play in the top of the ninth in a Green Jacket win on July 1st. He'll see Lakeair Figueroa for the first time. Figueroa takes a fastball outside. Regalado's got a sinker, sweeper, changeup, and cutter. He'll mix the sinker and the cutter about equally. 1-0, there's the sinker, and it's fouled right off of Pedro Torres. Caught the umpire in the chest protector. He flashes a thumbs up out to his partner, Richie Arredondo. But that still won't stop Blake Mitchell from trying to give him a little bit of time. Even with the padding deadening that impact, it certainly leaves a bit of a punch. Ball and a strike for Regalado. Out of the windup, turns and deals a sharp sweeper to the outside corner. Regalado, an undrafted free agent out of Florida Southwestern State, out in the JUCO ranks. That was back in 2022, has moved his way to Columbia as early as last season and has stayed here ever since. Ahead 1-2 on Lakeair Figueroa. Sweeper outside, check swing, and he did not go. Blake Mitchell asked for the appeal before he had even caught the baseball, it seemed like. Figueroa strong enough wrist to hold back. Fireflies will have 9-1-2 due up. Trying to start something off against Garcia. Sweeper has bounced foul as Figueroa continues to fight. When McNair has been at the dish, he's gotten on base twice and both of them have started their respective innings. He'll be the first man to see Garcia for a second time. 2-2 fastball, and Figueroa's late for strike three. Regalado sees one man in the sixth and punches him out on five pitches. Regalado helps post the zero. Firefly still trailing 2-0.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Brennan McNair has walked and reached on an error, been cut down to the plate once and stranded on base once. The nine hitter is in left field tonight, and he'll take a second look at Anthony Garcia. Garcia threw two innings for the second outing in a row, has allowed two singles and one error with one strikeout. Currently preserving a 2-0 shutout lead. First pitch fastball misses high and tight to the righty, ball one. Garcia quickly working out of the windup. Drops the breaking ball to the top of the zone. That breaking ball has hung on a couple different occasions to right-handers. But so far, Garcia has not suffered as a result. Goes to the changeup, a beautiful one on the inside corner. Mixing fastball, changeup, curveball, and slider alike. 1-2. Breaking ball low. Went to the curve again. McNair able to wisely hold back. Garcia was never a starter this season. Began in the FCL, 9 games out of the bullpen, a 4.5 ERA. McNair out in front of the curve, but off the end of the bat, he nubs it towards his own dugout. Through 14 innings in those 9 games, so going into a third inning of work is not exactly commonplace for the young righty. He'll bounce in the changeup and allow the count to work even, go full 3-2. Longest outing of the year for Garcia was 2 1/3 back on May 31st. Trying to get to that number here. 3-2, fastball, called strike 3, ran back to the outside corner. Got McNair looking. First time Brennan McNair is retired. Second strikeout for Garcia. Fans getting involved and engaged. You always know it's a good night at the ballpark when the fans get to jeering just a little bit. Strong Friday night crowd enjoying the weather that now that the sun is gone is much more pleasant. Eric Torres steps in for the fourth time and begins with a curveball 0-1. Torres 0-2 with a walk. Popped up to second against Garcia his last time. Another breaking ball and the same exact result. Garcia is wasting little time. He gets on the mound. Whatever Godman puts down, that's what he feels good about. 0-2. Fastball in on the hands. Ran it up to 93 and Torres punches it out of play. Green Jacket bullpen has been stretched thin just a little bit. And with Bo Phillip going up to Rome yesterday, that only exacerbated the issue. Slider, swing and a miss. Torres down on strikes. Back-to-back batters with the punch-out for Anthony Garcia. These new arms have been impressive this week. Garcia a bit rocky in his debut against Charleston. He came up with Albert Rivas. Rivas got the win a few nights ago in Columbia. Rivas got the job done with 3 1/3 scoreless. Garcia's through 2 2/3 after Adam Shoemaker didn't allow a run through 4. First pitch to Blake Mitchell is curved down the left field line out of play, in towards the dugout, and down beyond the bullpen. No balls and a strike on Mitchell. He's hit the ball hard 3 times, but is 1-3. Fastball on the outside corner, 0-2. A single and 2 lineouts to right. Robert Gonzalez is deep. You know what the fans want, 0-2. Breaking ball is chopped off the body. Mitchell on the curveball, out in front, but stays alive. One of the best chants in all of minor league baseball, a hungry crowd at SRP. The 0-2, swing and a miss with the curveball. Anthony Garcia strikes out the side in the 7th. 3 scoreless for Anthony Garcia. Bowberry biscuits for everybody. It's time to stretch, taking that energy into the bottom of the 7th.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorks.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
First full inning of work for Nicholas Regalado. Faced one and struck out one in the bottom of the sixth as Lakehair Figueroa went down on strikes. P.O. Boucher will lead off the bottom of the seventh. Robert Gonzalez and Isaiah Drake behind him. Three consecutive lefties against the righty Regalado, each of whom are looking for their first hit of the day. Boucher has struck out and grounded out to shortstop, 0 for 2. He's 0 for 6 in his two games since returning from injury. Raben Corona starting to throw in the pen for the Green Jackets. First pitch to Boucher. A Baltimore chop out to short. A high bounce for Charles, and the throw is wide. Hits off the glove of Lucas Boucher. Safely, they'll put the tag on just to make sure he didn't turn towards second. He did not. And P.O. Boucher is on for the first time.
Right fielder, number 26.
Charles knew he had to hurry on that high bounce. Boucher gets down the line very quickly for a man who grew up on skates. And he reaches. If that is an error, that'll be the third of the game for the Fireflies. And the second against Charles, and it is. An E6 starts out the seventh. Robert Gonzalez takes a fastball, called a strike off the inside corner. Gonzalez has lined out, walked, and stole second along with scoring a run. Infield pinched up the middle. Fastball high and away. Very good arm side run for Regalado. Gets a lot of movement from that 6-2 frame. Regalado out of Hialeah, Florida. Stayed in his home state for JUCO ball before getting signed by the Royals in 22. Gonzalez out in front of the fastball, 1-2. Leadoff man on for the Green Jackets in the form of Boucher. It's the fourth time in 7 tries they've been able to put the man on. Been successful in scoring one of those three so far. 1-2. Gonzalez hands low, trying to shorten up. Regalado waiting, and now comes home. Fastball outside. It's that good running sinker for Regalado that he uses primarily against lefties. We'll mix sinker and cutter against righties with the occasional sweeper. That sweeper is how he got Figueroa. Even at twos, breaking ball called strike three. Gonzalez is locked up on the first sweeper he sees. That was a beauty from Regalado. One on, one out in the bottom half. Isaiah Drake has yet to put a ball in play. 2 strikeouts, a walk, and he was picked off. Worked the free pass last time out against Ismael Michel. Boucher remains at first after getting on via the error to start off. Has a big lead to begin. Drake thumps it down the left field line, but it's out of play. Fan tried to make a barehanded catch on the berm. Could not make the play. Anytime you're getting heckled by the PA announcer, you did not do something right. Drake's behind 0-1. Corona's throwing at full intent. He's liable to have the eighth. Regalado's 0-1. Sinker off the outside corner. A lot of these sinkers to lefties, both Gonzalez and Drake, have started on the outer edges and then ran further off. Haven't quite begun close enough to entice a lefty to chase. Ball and a strike. And Drake will wave at the sweeper in the dirt. Isaiah was fooled badly by that off-speed pitch. 1-2. Boucher is 11 for 13 stealing bases. Hasn't gotten the green light to go yet. Regalado is decently quick to the plate. But you wonder if and when he'll get the call. Regalado not paying a ton of attention over that way. 1-2 slider is spun foul. Regalado doubled up on that sweeper to Drake. This one a bit higher up above the grass. Isaiah gets just enough to see another one. After back-to-back sweepers low and in, the high fastball is certainly in play for Regalado. 1-2. Goes to the high fastball, but it misses off the outside corner once again with the sinker. Drake's even the count back up at 2-2. Boucher being held on by Aldrin Lucas at first. Continues to extend his lead. 2-2 fastball foul back. In on the hands, and Drake shakes his head in frustration for a 2-2 pitch. That one caught a good portion of the plate. Maybe one Isaiah would like to have back. Tomorrow, Mauricio Valiz takes the ball for the Fireflies. He's been very good this season. Valiz this year a 4.09 ERA. 7th pitch of the at-bat coming to Isaiah Drake. And he swings through the sinker for strike 3. Drake down on strikes for the 3rd time this evening. All 3 outs recorded by Regalado have come via the punch-out. 11 of 20 outs recorded tonight have been the strikeout for Firefly pitching. They've kept the offense at bay more often than not, but the Jackets still leading 2-0 in the bottom of the 7th. Luis Sanchez been on base in all 3 plate appearances. 2 singles and a free pass. 11th multi-hit game of the summer. Breaking ball. Appeal out. And Richie Arredondo says he did not go around. Sanchez barely holds the bat back. 1 ball and no strikes on the 2-hitter. Boucher right where he started this inning, still at first after the leadoff error. Now he's in motion. Fastball called for a strike. The throw is not nearly in time. Boucher has his 12th steal of the summer right on cue. Another Green Jacket stolen base brought to you by Vector Security. Boucher safe, and you can be safe with Vector Security. 1 ball and 1 strike on Sanchez. Sinker came right down the center. He was taking all the way, not looking to interfere with Boucher, who got a great jump against Regalado. Now in scoring position, the outfield will come in a little bit. 1-1. Flared to the right side. It'll hang up for the second baseman, Rodriguez, off the inside portion of the bat. Boucher gets on, advances to second, but cannot come home. Regalado, an inning and a third, scoreless. Green Jackets making another call to the bullpen when we return.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. GreenJacketsBaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and, of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit GreenJacketsBaseball.com for more.
Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen spells the end of the night for Anthony Garcia, and what a night it was for the young righty. 3 innings, 2 hits, no walks, no runs, and 4 strikeouts. He preserves the shutout through the 7th. And on comes Raven Corona. It'll be Corona's 17th appearance of the season here in Augusta. We're going to have a pitch timer violation on Corona. He took too long on his warm-ups, so he'll cut it off. But Corona, 16 games, 3 2/3, 2 saves, 24 innings, a 6.12 ERA. He's had appearances scoreless in each of his last 4 outings. Corona gets cut short on his final warm-up, and the count will begin 1-0 on Hyung-Chan Um. Um's been on base 3 times. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. First pitch swinging lined over the head of Lakeair Figueroa, and Um is on with a leadoff base hit. Takes a big turn around first, but stops there. One batter, one pitch, one on in the top of the 8th. Corona fastball, slider, and changeup for the 22-year-old out of the DR. On base four times in four tries. A fielder's choice, a walk, and two singles. Tying run at the plate in a 2-0 game in the top of inning number eight. Austin Charles 0 for 3 today. Two flyouts and a strikeout. Corona picks over to check on Hyung-Chan has not attempted a steal yet this season. Movement in the pen for the Fireflies as the offense tries to get on the board. Corona out of the stretch. First pitch slider on the outside corner. It's a sharp, biting, breaking ball for Corona that has improved rapidly as the season has gone on. With a short lead, leaning back towards first. Off-speed bounces in. Godman gloves it cleanly. One ball and one strike on the shortstop, Charles. Charles 0 for 3 at the plate, two errors in the field, but you can break away from all of that with one swing. The beauty of baseball, you always get another opportunity, and Charles has his here 1-1. Corona, a high leg kick, fastball to the left side between the third baseman and shortstop. Back-to-back base hits to start the eighth. Fireflies are getting the line moving, tying run on with nobody out. Raven Corona is a pitch-to-contact type of arm. This season, 25 Ks in 24 innings. That's the highest K per nine in any season of his career. But back-to-back batters reaching with base hits to left field. Go-ahead runs at the plate in the form of Johnny Perdomo. Both corner infielders are in. Perdomo will show bunt and pops it up. Hits into the netting, foul 0-1. Perdomo has now squared twice and fouled both of them away. At second, Charles at first. Fireflies are matched only by the Charleston River Dogs among the teams we've seen this year in terms of the amount of small ball played. Showing bunt again, pulls back. It's ball one below the knees. Perdomo, the third baseman, is struck out twice and grounded out to second. Charles has solid speed at first. Moves adequately at second. Bunt comes in, and that hit Perdomo, and he just went down immediately. Oh, no, he got hit, and he got hit high. That's going to bring Kazuma Fukuzumi out immediately. Winston Sawyer wants to appeal that he went around. He didn't go. Says Richie Arredondo, and that's not a call you're going to get when a man is still on the ground. That loads the bases with nobody out. Johnny Perdomo did not pull the bat back at all. He didn't have the time to because he was too busy getting hit in the jaw. And now that's what Winston Sawyer is arguing, is that that, disappointing as it is, should absolutely be strike two. Winston continues to argue with Richie Arredondo. Both managers have had words of the negative kind with Arredondo over the course of this series, and Winston Sawyer, the longtime professional catcher, he knows the situation well, and he continues to plead his case. But if there's any sort of debate on whether or not you went around and a man is down on the ground in severe pain, you're just not going to get that call. Perdomo's up and moving, spikes the batting gloves, but appears to be desiring to stay in the ballgame. And Winston Sawyer just got rung. Winston Sawyer just got ejected out of this game. Richie Arredondo has been begging to throw somebody out all week. Winston Sawyer is going to be rung for the second time this season. And you cannot blame him one bit. Trying to stick up for his pitcher who's in a tight spot. Corona continues to question on the mound how that wasn't strike two. The bases are loaded with nobody out for Aldrin Lucas. Pedro Torres is going to stop the game until Winston Sawyer leaves. He'll take the long, slow walk back to the locker rooms on the left field line. There's going to be bases loaded and nobody out with the tying run at second in the top of the eighth. Sawyer continues to bark at Richie Arredondo. It's not solving anything, but that's been bubbling over all week long. We don't have any Lou Piniella situation, no bases being stolen, no things are being thrown, but one thing Winston's not going to do is hurry. Raven Corona has allowed two singles and a hit by pitch. Johnny Perdomo, for what it's worth, is going to stay in this game after a scary moment where he got hit around the jaw, and Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, is coming out. And now Nina has an issue with Pedro Torres. I believe the question here is why it took so long, because Winston Sawyer was out of the field of play and Corona's had to wait long enough as it is. Just a chaotic top of the eighth in a 2-0 game. Single hit by pitch, corners in, middle back. Aldrin Lucas is 0-for-2 with a walk. Two strikeouts and a free pass. First pitch from Corona, slider on the inside corner. Lucas threw the hands out over the zone, whipped the belt buckle back, and it came to the corner anyway. Corona's in the weeds. Nothing in one. Fastball popped over our heads and out of play. Fireflies have made two outs at the plate already this evening. One in the first and one in the third. No balls and two strikes on Aldrin Lucas. Corona spikes in the slider. Good block from Jacob Godman. Two veteran backstops on this roster in Harry Owen and Jacob Godman. And this pitching staff has put a lot of trust in the men behind the plate. Corona knowing he can go to that slider in the dirt with Godman behind him. Couldn't get Lucas to chase. One ball and two strikes. Here comes Corona. Slider on the ground towards short. McGee gloves it, throws across his body to first, and safe is the call. The ball popped out of the mitt of Will Verdung. He was trying to adjust to the low throw. Everybody's going to be safe, and the Fireflies are on the board. And the boos rain down once again. It's a one-run game.
Second baseman.
All four men in the inning have reached. Switch hitter Lisandro Rodriguez has yet to be retired today. Now the tying run is 90 feet away with nobody out. Corona misses high and outside. Laker Figueroa looked like he was frozen at third base, wasn't sure whether to go cover the bag or go to his left. McGee made a nice stop in the hole. Didn't want to wait for Figueroa to get back to third, threw across his body to first and was a half step late. Rodriguez chases the slider 1-1. The ball beat the runner to the bag, but Verdung, who ended up on the seat of his pants trying to make the pick, had the ball at his feet and he couldn't quite make the catch. If he had, it would have been out number one. 1-1 slider. Rodriguez tips it off the mitt of Godman. Ball and two strikes on the switch hitting second baseman, Lisandro Rodriguez. Three singles and a hit by pitch here in the top of the eight. The Fireflies have gotten on the board after seven shutout between Shoemaker and Garcia. Anthony Garcia went a career high three innings and did not allow a run out of the pen. Shoemaker got a spot start and went four scoreless to begin. 1-2 from Corona. Slider fouled away. Rodriguez has dropped the hands on every single swing, but that time able to line up with the breaking pitch. Pokes it away, still 1-2. Charles at third, Perdomo at second, Lucas at first. Corners are in, middle plays to pull. After three straight sliders, Corona coming home, breaking ball number four is spun back into the net. Corona. Verona's been in the zone consistently. The only legitimately bad miss out of the zone was the one that hit Perdomo in the face as he tried to square for the bunt. That's when all the chaos first truly started. Another 1-2 fastball cranked out to right field. Gonzalez will make the catch. The runner tags from third. Throw comes into the cutoff man. There's no play at the plate, and we're tied at two. It's a sack fly for Lisandro Rodriguez, his first RBI of the day. RBI number 15 on the season makes it 2-2, and Perdomo got up to third. So Perdomo, who was the cause of all the controversy that got Winston Sawyer tossed earlier this inning, has a chance to be the back-breaking go-ahead run in the top of the eighth. Men on the corners, one out for Diego Guzman. He's already grounded into a double play today, also has struck out and popped up in foul territory. Aldrin Lucas is 0-for-1 stealing this week. He's at first base. Started and stopped. Bunt was shown but pulled back by Guzman on the slider. It's a called strike one. Safety squeeze attempt, or at least the idea of one. Figueroa playing away from the line. Verdung holding the runner on at first. Corona's 0-1. Dropped down the right side, but out of play. Foul ball 0-2. Fireflies looking to nickel and dime their way into a lead here in the eighth. Two base hits to start off, then the hit by pitch where Perdomo tried to bunt. It didn't catch bat. It caught jawline. Perdomo couldn't pull the bat back, but was given first base. Then Aldrin Lucas with an infield single and Lisandro Rodriguez with a sack fly. Nothing in two on Guzman. Not squaring here. Slider tapped away. Lucas has, on a couple different occasions, feigned as though he was going out to second base. With an 0-2 count on the batter, Jesus Azuaje has been deliberating whether or not he can stay out of the double play. Corona picks over, a very short lead at the moment for Lucas. He's in with a soft dive. Drake and Gonzalez, medium distance out in center and right. Boucher slightly deeper in left and over towards the left center field gap. 0-2 from Corona, fouled away. Off the outside corner, it's been a lengthy eighth inning for Raben Corona. He's at 21 pitches, just one out in the eighth. Firefly scored a two spot already in this inning after Augusta had one apiece in the fourth and the fifth. Jackets trying to keep the game tied and see what the offense can do in the final couple opportunities. Have to hold the line here. Still 0-2 on Guzman. Fastball upstairs. Guzman lays off 94 at the eyes after everything had been low and away. Guzman trying to break out of the 0-for-3. Had a triple yesterday, his first hit of the week. 1-2 slider in the dirt. Strike three swinging. First strikeout of the inning for Corona is a big one. Go ahead, run at third. Johnny Perdomo with some insurance at first from Aldrin Lucas. Brendan McNair is the seventh man to bat in this eighth inning. A game that has certainly not been bereft of action and controversy. A walk, an error, and a strikeout on the day for McNair. Runner again starts and stops. Slider in the dirt, ball one. Good pick by Godman on the backhand. Righty continues to throw in the pen for the Fireflies. They had a well-rested bullpen, slightly more so than their counterparts, the Green Jackets, tonight. More available options, especially after Shoemaker was thrust into a spot start today. Corona shuffles to a stop. 1-0 to McNair. Runner is truly going here. Godman's throw bounces in. The runner's going to come home and score. Fireflies going with the double steal. McNair now still at bat with a 3-2 lead. Perdomo steals home. Lucas steals second. The ball short hopped in towards Luis Sanchez. The runner broke from third as soon as the ball got past the pitcher's mound. And Johnny Perdomo, who you could question how he got on base to begin with, is the winning run at the moment. And now McNair gets hit high and inside with a fastball. Second hit batter of the inning. With first base open, McNair gets on. Hit by pitch number two from Corona brings Eric Torres to the plate. And Elvin Nina, the pitching coach, out to the mound. Fireflies have taken a 3-2 lead in the eighth. Three singles, a hit by pitch, times two, and a sack fly. The steal of home on the throw, short hopping in. Nina trying to settle down Corona and fire up the battery. Ravens at 26 pitches through the inning. Has to dig deep to keep this close as the Fireflies have already taken a late lead. Green Jackets entered the night 24-3 when leading after seven innings. The bullpen has been stalwart this season. Fireflies have started to slice into that. Eric Torres is 0-3. First pitch slider, a called strike. Jackets have the center of the order, Verdung, Celedonio, and McGee due up in the bottom of the eighth. And all signs point to a new reliever on the mound. 0-1, breaking ball, hammered deep out to left field. Boucher at the track, and that ball is gone. An emphatic flip of the bat from Eric Torres. McNair jawing at the mound as he comes around to score. Torres leaves the yard, six unanswered in the inning. The first home run of the season for Eric Torres, and it could not have come at a bigger time. A hanging slider, and Corona, who was running on fumes, just couldn't quite bury the breaking ball. Blake Mitchell's the last man to see Corona. He takes a fastball low. Firefly dugout still fired up down there on the first base side. 1-0 from Corona. Waved at by Mitchell, 1-1. It's just the fourth home run of the pro career for Eric Torres. And he's hit none bigger than that. Takes a one-run lead to a four-run cushion. Mitchell cracks one out to right center field. Gonzalez on the run in the gap. Can't track it down. It got past the glove. Mitchell will breeze past second. He's looking to get to third. He's in standing. Second triple in as many days for Blake Mitchell. And the Fireflies have batted around here in the eighth. Hyung-Chan who started this inning off with a first pitch fastball barreled into left field for a knock, comes back around once again. Is 2-for-3 with a walk and a fielder's choice. Mitchell just reaching out and yanking that one into deep right center field. Fastball misses low on ball one. Only now will the Green Jackets get movement in the bullpen. That looks like a lefty. I believe that's Rolando Gutierrez because that's the only other lefty left in there. Slider called strike one on 1-1. A six-run eighth inning for the Fireflies. Time is called for by Pedro Torres. He asks for new baseballs. Gutierrez might be having to bounce back relatively quickly. Last through three nights ago. 1-1 to Slider waved it. And crashes through the zone for strike two. Fireflies have exploded here in the eighth inning. Each of the first four men reached in the inning, and from there the wheels have slowly fallen off piece by piece. 1-2, slider low and outside. Torres with the back-breaking long ball, doubling the run total all at once. Two balls and two strikes on Here comes Corona. Fastball, is late for strike three. The inning is over, mercifully. Fireflies send 10 to the plate, get six home. Couple hits, a hit by pitch or two, and the big three-run blast from Torres. Four-run game, Fireflies all at once.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. With WOW, you now get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for only $30 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Price for internet $300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Harold Rosado takes the ball for the bottom of the eighth, and what was originally looking like it would be preserving a deficit now is non-save situation in the other direction. An inning and a third scoreless for Nicholas Regalado, and he acts as the pitcher of record. Jackets still a little shell-shocked after the six-run top half, and Harold Rosado comes on to get the final six outs. Rosado making his second appearance of the week. Last threw on the 2nd of July and got a hold in that game two nights ago. First pitch fastball off the outside corner, called a strike on Will Verdung. Verdung's 1-for-3 with a single, a ground out, and a pop-up to center field. Rosado fastball slider changeup. Fastball around the jawline of Verdung, 1-1. Rosado perpetually out of the stretch, stands on the first base side of the rubber. 1-1 to the right-handed first baseman. Breaking ball at the top of the zone, caught Verdung by surprise, 1-2. Four saves this season in five tries for the 21-year-old righty. It's appearance number 24 as he continues to be a go-to piece out of the pen for Jesus Azuaje. Worked three scoreless against Augusta last time out. Bouncing back in short order. Bounces in the slider, 2-2. Gutierrez continues to throw for the Jackets. He'll have the ninth after Raben Corona had a lengthy eighth inning. Corona threw 36 pitches. That's the highest he's thrown in a single inning in his career. 2-2 from Rosado to Verdung. Fastball wave through for strike three. Verdung down on strikes for the first time today. Emphatic fastball from Rosado at 96. And now Jeremy Celedonio checks in. He's 0-for-3, two strikeouts and a ground out to third. Rosado, very good strikeout numbers this year. Had 40 in 32 innings entering the ballgame. Picked up number 41 on the campaign to start the night. Ballpark has gone silent. Fastball on the outside corner. Celedonio appeared as though he was taking all the way. Wanted to see one from Rosado. It was in his second professional season. Fastball popped a mile high on the third base side. Perdomo drifting into foul territory. Now circling back towards the line. Barely able to make the catch. Ball drifted on him a bit more than he expected, but makes the play. Austin Charles there for moral support. Two up, two down in the bottom half. Celedonio caught a barrel but sent it straight up into the sky. Cam McGee trying to break out of an 0-for-3 day. Green Jackets looking for a base runner in this bottom half. First pitch to Cam McGee is a changeup, the first of the at-bat and the first of the inning. Finds the top of the zone for a called strike one. Rosado with the glove at the belt. A deep breath and coming home. Curveball is swatted out of play. A defensive hack from McGee. Nearly knocked that one out of the mitt of Blake Mitchell, the catcher. Green Jackets, if you want to look at this as two separate series, got two out of three to take the road series at Segra Park. Fireflies are four outs away from claiming their road victory after taking the first two here at SRP. Change up outside, ball one. It'll be Mauricio Veliz and Ian Anderson taking the ball tomorrow on the respective sides. With fireworks postgame before a getaway day and back-to-back days off. Fastball popped up on the third base side once again for Perdomo. Drifting into foul territory once more, this time two hands for safety. And he makes the catch, 1-2-3 inning. And down go the Jackets in order. Fireflies 6-2, we head to the ninth. Gutierrez coming on for the bottom half.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, and celebrating a decade of IT support in our community. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call Premier Networks today for your free cybersecurity assessment or visit us at premworks.com. That's PremWorx.com. Premier Networks, celebrating a decade of support in our community.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You've got to have good internet. Get 1 gig internet with upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. All for just $60 a month.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets with the Georgia 8-1-1 call to the bullpen. Raven Corona goes one inning and had his struggles. He flips it over to Rolando Gutierrez after five hits, two walks, and six runs in the top half of inning number eight. It's 6-2 Fireflies in the ninth. Gutierrez making his fourth appearance of the year and second against the Fireflies this week. Six innings, three Ks, five walks. His first pitch comes to Austin Charles on the outside corner. Charles singled and scored in the eighth, a 1-for-4 day for him. Gutierrez went three scoreless with three hits in the loss 3 days ago. Off-speed misses low 1-1. Primarily sinker slider for Gutierrez. He flashed a rare changeup in the outing against Columbia in Segra Park. Seeing 4, 5, and 6, Charles, Perdomo, and Lucas cranked into left field for a leadoff base hit. Charles is 2-for-2 in the last two innings, and the ninth starts off the exact same way the eighth did, with a leadoff single to left. Gutierrez is always out of the stretch, so no change here. Johnny Perdomo is 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch, and he'll check in. Short leadoff of first for Austin Charles. First pitch swinging on the ground to the right side. Pass for Dung. Sanchez can't get there, and the shift works to the negative of the Green Jackets. Sanchez was playing up the middle. Perdomo, a weak ground ball, but it finds a hole. Fireflies continue to pepper where the shift isn't. Jesus Azuaje's club, especially under hitting coach Ari Adut, have done a great job of going against the grain and against the scouting report tonight and all week long. Don't need to hit the ball hard when you put it in the right location. Perdomo snaps out of an 0-for-6 stretch. Back-to-back batters on to start the ninth. Aldrin Lucas checks in. He takes an called strike on the outside corner with the sinker. Charles at second, Perdomo at first with nobody out in the ninth. 6-2 game. Sinker on the outer edges, 0-2. Look around the Carolina League. Down East has already gone final with a win over the Carolina Mudcats, 7-1 in Zebulon. Down East trying to climb their way out of the basement of the North early in the second half. Sinker tapped back by Lucas, still 0-2. Charleston currently tied with Columbia at the top of the South in 8-5. They're facing Myrtle Beach, who's lost 6 in a row, and the Pelicans trail 4-3 in the 8th. Charleston trying to keep their winning ways going. Salem up 4-3 on the Hillcats in the top of the 8th. Another close game between two in-state rivals. Lucas flares this one into left center field for a base hit. Charles getting the wave around. Boucher will just toss it to the cutoff man. Aldrin Lucas gets his second RBI of the week, and the lead is up to 7-2. Three straight men reaching against Rolando Gutierrez to begin inning number 9.
Second baseman, Lozenko Rodriguez.
Three singles in a row. Fireflies now out-hitting Augusta 12-4. That Lynchburg-Salem game ended controversially last night. What looked to be a game-tying two-run double with two outs in the bottom of the ninth as the first pitch to Rodriguez misses outside with the sinker. A play at the plate that didn't look all that close was called out as Lynchburg tried to score and gave Salem a one-run win. Fastball foul back 1-1. You got the ever-comical post-game ejections. Half the Lynchburg roster got sent to the showers as they were arguing with the umpiring crew up there. Lynchburg trying to bounce back, and they're looking to make another late-inning comeback, trailing by 1, but with a tying run on in inning number 8. Kannapolis, meanwhile, hosting Fayetteville, the first half champs in the South, up 10-2, positively throttling the Fayetteville Woodpeckers in a battle of teams who are one game under 500. 1-1 to Rodriguez, fastball off the outside corner. The switch hitter back to the right side after one rare at bat from the lefty. Rodriguez is 2-for-2 with a walk and a sac fly. Stands up in the box from the right side. 2-1 sweeper down the right field line off the mitt of Verdung and into short right field. Perdomo is going to come around and score. The throw goes into Gutierrez at first. Up to second base goes Rodriguez, and the Fireflies are beginning to pour it on. Perdomo scores the 8th unanswered run for the Fireflies. This game is unraveling, and Elvin Nina is coming out to pitch and coach. Verdung got an in-between hop. He was going to his left as he had played against the line. Trying to range back to the glove side. It hit off the undercarriage of the mitt. Nobody left in the pen. Elvin Nina trying to light something in his young pitcher. Waiting for the official ruling on the scoreboard. It has been called a single for Lisandro Rodriguez. So Rodriguez is 3-for-3 tonight. Diego Guzman is 0-for-4. Guzman, the only man on this roster who has yet to get on base, hits with 2 in scoring position and nobody out. Waves over top of the off-speed pitch, nothing in 1. Right fielder got his first hit of the week with a late triple last night, and he's now 1-for-12 in 3 games played. Has bounced around as a utility man. Lucas at third, Rodriguez at second, singled and advanced on the throw. Fastball on the outer half, nothing in 2. Green Jackets will look to dig deep tomorrow behind Ian Anderson. No telling who the bullpen arms that get used could be then. Got to figure Jeremy Rivas will bounce back after getting the win a few days ago. Hoping to get Anderson through 4. 0-2 on Guzman. Gutierrez out of the stretch. High leg kick. And gets a called strike 3 on the outside corner. So Guzman's 0-for-5. He goes down looking. Third strikeout of his day. Gutierrez gets his first punch out.
Left fielder Brennan McNair.
Brennan McNair has been on base three times himself, a walk, a hit by pitch, and an error. 0 for 2 day, but good additions to the on-base percentage. He'll take a fastball outside. That sinker running out of the left hand of Rolando Gutierrez. You could feel the Fireflies knocking. Left at least one man on base in each of the first six innings. Slider misses low and in ball two. It looked like the Green Jackets had turned some momentum with a 2-0 lead. Anthony Garcia struck out the side in the seventh, including a punch out of Blake Mitchell that got the crowd to its feet. 2-0 to McNair, misses high. Looked like Gutierrez, who throws from a low three-quarter slot as it is, got a bit underneath the fastball and rose it above the lettering. But taking that momentum into the seventh inning stretch, looked like there might be a chance to do some more damage. Green Jackets got a leadoff man on with an error. But then Michelle and Regalado combined to shut down the offense. Four-pitch walk for McNair. He's on for the fourth time despite not having a hit. Back to the top of the order for Eric Torres. Green Jacket pitchers now have eight walks on the day. Torres is 1-for-4 with that huge three-run homer off of Corona in the eighth. First of his season, just about iced this ball game. Bases loaded, one out. Slider stays outside, five straight beyond the zone for Gutierrez. Green Jackets couldn't quite take advantage of the momentum Garcia gave them, and the Fireflies, who had been looking to pounce in their second chance against Corona this week, did not hesitate. Sinker misses low, ball two. Corona had had four consecutive scoreless outings prior to this one. And the bridge came tumbling all at once. Nowhere to put Torres, who's already the seventh man to hit here in the top of the ninth. Two runs home and three men on base. Torres taking all the way, gets the off speed of the thighs. Nobody in the pen for the Fireflies. Rosado's going to go for the finish up of the ball game. Torres waves through the breaking ball 2-2. Thanks in large part to the home run of Torres, it would not be a save situation for Rosado as he came in with a 6-2 lead. Torres will use his timeout. Two balls and two strikes on the center fielder, who has greatly enjoyed hitting here at SRP Park after struggling at his home site in the start of the week. 2-2 slider called strike three on the outside corner. Zone's begun to expand for both sides with Pedro Torres behind the dish late in the game. Two backwards Ks on the fringes of the zone for Gutierrez. He's trying to leave the bases loaded with two runs already in. Blake Mitchell seeing another lefty. He's 2-for-5. Single, a triple, two lineouts to the warning track, and one strikeout from Garcia. Gutierrez from the belt. First pitch sinker off the inside corner, ball one. Handcuffed Blake Mitchell, but unfortunately for Gutierrez, ranged a bit too far off the corner. Eight unanswered for Columbia, an 8-2 lead. Slider is cued down the left field line, foul towards the Augusta bullpen. One ball and one strike on the catcher. Mitchell has played in every game this week, two games as the DH, so he's been able to rest his legs a couple times. Mitchell, 67 games played this season out of the 79 that Columbia's had. Been rare to see him out of the lineup. 1-1 sinker inside, ball two. Fireflies need a win to maintain at least a share of the top spot at the beginning of the South. Columbia and Charleston have been eyeing each other up at the top. 2-1 slider off the inside corner, ball three. Nowhere to put Mitchell. A walk equals a run. Most games in this series have been close. Fireflies had a blowout back in April, an 8-0 victory on an education day. 3-1 slider finds the center of the zone to run the count full. Green Jackets got a 10-2 victory on July 1st, tying their season high in runs with 10. Now it's Columbia's turn to go back to that offensive showcase. Counts full on Blake Mitchell, who hasn't swung at a pitch yet. Payoff coming to the backstop. Everybody moving. Called strike three with a sinker. Three punch outs looking in the inning for Rolando Gutierrez. Used the corners to his advantage. But the Fireflies add two more. A six-run lead for Columbia entering the bottom of the ninth. Green Jackets will start it off with Jacob Godman, needing a whole lot to keep this ball game going.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
What am I going to watch? What food am I going to order? Who am I going to unfollow? The internet is full of tough choices, but picking an internet provider isn't one of them. You gotta have good internet. Get upfront surprise-free pricing with Wi-Fi modem included and no data caps. Plus bundle internet 300 with YouTube TV for just $92.99 per month for 12 months with autopay and paperless billing.
Wow.
Restrictions and terms apply. New customers only. Requires autopay and paperless billing. Price for internet 300. Subject to change. Taxes and other charges extra.
Green Jackets fans, single game tickets are now on sale at greenjacketsbaseball.com. Greenjacketsbaseball.com is your one-stop shop for tickets, information on promotions, and of course, the Hive Pro Shop online store. Visit greenjacketsbaseball.com for more.
Well, the Green Jackets led 2-0 enter the top of the eighth. An inning and a half later, it's 8-2. Columbia, sixth spot in the eighth inning, capped off by the three-run blast from Eric Torres. Adding two more just for safety off of Rolando Gutierrez in the ninth. Harold Rosado returns out for his second inning of work. A very quick 1-2-3 eighth, a strikeout and two pop-ups to third. Jacob Godman is 1-for-2. He's not the most prototypical three true outcomes hitter, but he's hit all three tonight. A walk, a home run, and a strikeout. For the second year backstop, Godman leaving the yard to opening the scoring in the bottom of the fourth. Green Jackets would add one in the fifth and have been stymied since. First pitch to Jacob Godman misses high. He begins with a 1-0 count due to a pitch timer violation from Harold Rosado. So after one pitch, it's 2-0 on the Godman backstop. Taking all the way, fastball misses inside. So two pitches in, there's three balls and no strikes. It's the same type of violation we saw earlier this ball game from the Green Jackets pitching staff. Raben Corona made the same mistake right before he started in that eighth inning, and then the first pitch he threw was blasted by Hyung Chan Ump. 3-0 misses outside, and so Godman's got a three-pitch walk. Well, you can't score six if you don't put somebody on base. Green Jackets put the leadoff man on. Lake Air Figueroa is 0-for-3, got on with an E4 back in the second inning. Since then, a ground out and a strikeout. Figueroa getting on, but now just trying to get something to continue passing that baton piece by piece. Fastball misses high, four straight pitches outside the zone from Rosado. After a swift 1-2-3 eighth, it was a long layoff as the Fireflies sent eight men to bat in the ninth. Maybe a bit of rust still being chipped off. A good breaking ball there as Figueroa backing up. Came into the top of the zone 1-1. Even count on the shortstop Figueroa. Rosado bounces in the breaking ball. Mitchell smothers it for ball two. A reminder, tomorrow's ball game begins at 6:35 with post-game fireworks on deck. Green Jackets will then have back-to-back days off before they start a six-game homestand against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. 2-1 fastball, low ball, three on Figueroa. 6 out of 7 outside the zone to start off the inning. That'll bring Blake Mitchell to the mound and Aldrin Lucas, the first baseman, coming in as well. Green Jackets took 2 out of 6 when they were in Fayetteville last time. Pitching coach coming out as well. Once again, it's the man wearing the number 27. That might be assistant pitching coach Sam Freeman. Not certain. Again, there's no 27 on the roster for the Fireflies, so for all we know, it could be a pitching coordinator or something of that nature. As of now, no movement for Columbia in the pen. You'd like to not have to burn another reliever, as Rosado's the third man to come out of the pen so far tonight. Got a short four innings from Felix Aronde, who usually guarantees you five or six. Three hits, one run, two walks, and six Ks. Aronde flipped it over to Ismael Michel. And Nicholas Regalado and Harold Rosado have come behind. A lot of exciting things going on against Fayetteville next week. Got Bluey Knight coming to the ballpark. Pavo Salvajes will be here, another Copa Knight. Figueroa swinging freely on a 3-1 fastball and pops it up to shallow right. Guzman charging in, makes the play for out number one. Figueroa put a good swing on it but got underneath the baseball. Fastball count, got a fastball, but could not quite turn around on it. P.O. Boucher is 0 for 3, but reached on an error his last time up. Boucher looking for his first hit since returning back from injury. Speedy left fielder out of Southern Illinois, ready to face Rosado for the first time. Fastball is driven out to left field. Got good charge in it. McNair back at the track, makes the play. Just barely missed the barrel, and Boucher, whose only home run of the season, came to the backside. Put a good swing on that ball, but right in front of the SRP sign, McNair makes out number 26. It's a good swing to build on for Boucher. You're happy with that, how you finish. Not necessarily the result, but the contact at least. Two down in the ninth. Robert Gonzalez is the last chance. Fireflies looking for back-to-back victories to start the three-game set here at SRP. Gonzalez 0 for 2 with a walk. Takes a fastball inside corner, called strike one. Rosado has not lost his velocity, still been 94-96, trying to get the final six outs of the game in a non-save situation. Gonzalez been on base once already. Takes a slider high and outside. Gonzalez has extended his on-base streak to six. That's the second longest of his career. Right now he's on a career-high five-game hit streak, and that's in jeopardy in this at-bat right now. 1-1 to Gonzalez, and he drives one deep down the right field line, and that ball is foul. By just a couple feet to the top of the Tax Slayer Terrace, it was hooking all the way. Very nearly the third home run of the summer for Gonzalez. Instead, it's strike two. Just could not quite keep it inside the foul pole down the line. It's 318, but a high fence. That ball was thunderstruck. Gonzalez trying to stay alive. Time is called, a pitch timer violation on Gonzalez, and that's how the baseball game ends. Pedro Torres calls a pitch timer violation on Gonzalez. Connor Justice is irate. And that's how the game ends. Justice continuing to fight and plead his case all the way down, and he has stopped the umpires from leaving the field. Well, the men in black didn't make any friends today. But the Fireflies score eight unanswered in the final two innings, and amidst the cacophony of boos, Columbia takes the 8-2 win. Back-to-back wins for the roadside. Columbia, eight runs on 13 hits with three errors, do all of their offensive work at the back end of the ball game. Green Jackets, two runs, four hits, two errors, scored one each in the fourth and the fifth. Fireflies left 11 men on base, had plenty of chances early and couldn't bring the runs home, and finally a six-run eighth inning against Raven Corona got it all back at once. Green Jackets, leave on seven. Had their chances to add more. Adam Shoemaker, you have to tip your cap to what he did today. Four scoreless for a man who found out he was starting early this morning. Garrett Bauman was scratched and pushed back to Tuesday. Shoemaker did his due diligence and was very impressive through four. Yes, he walked five. He also struck out six. It was the Shoemaker experience in full, and he put up a zero. Then came Anthony Garcia, who was looking for a bounce back after a bit of a rough start to his Green Jacket career last time out. Garcia, three scoreless, in fact. Struck out four after having no punch outs last time. And he was incredibly good to build on. But it was that eighth inning for the Fireflies. Leadoff man reached, Hyung-Chan and that started the carousel. Four straight men reached, including that controversial hit-by-pitch. And that hit-by-pitch to Perdomo is what changed the entire complex of the baseball game. If you weren't with us, you missed that. Boy, it's hard to explain unless you saw it, but we'll give it a go. Johnny Perdomo had been trying to bunt all at bat long. It was a 1-1 fastball running up and in, which is where you get taught to throw the pitch when somebody shows bunt. Perdomo, who was leaning over the plate as you're supposed to do on a bunt, nobody was in the wrong, but Perdomo got hit in the jaw by a Raven Corona fastball. Now, because he was actively being hit in the jaw, he didn't necessarily have the opportunity to pull back the bunt. And so that's what Winston Sawyer immediately went out to argue. Johnny Perdomo was still on the ground being looked at by the training staff as Sawyer was appealing out to second. And that timing might have played an impact in the way that conversation went. The call was not overturned. Sawyer was ejected for the second time in his managerial career. And everything dissipated for the Jackets after that. Fireflies took the lead, went up 3-2, and then Eric Torres capped off the inning with his first home run of the season. Three-run blast to deep left field to put the game out of reach. Green Jackets offense came from a Jacob Godman solo shot in the fourth, and in the fifth, a box brought Robert Gonzalez home. That's all she wrote. Regalado gets the win. He's 3-3 on the year. Corona takes the loss. He's 3-3 as well. Ball game over here at SRP. Played through for a time of 2 hours and 48 minutes in front of 41-24. Tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch. We'll be live at 6:25 for the Tax Slayer pregame show. But for Wes Cooper and our entire crew, we'll say goodnight. I'm Noah Adcock-Howe. If Columbia takes back-to-back ball games and the Green Jackets will try to salvage the win tomorrow behind righty Ian Anderson on a rehab assignment in the series finale. Have a great night, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.